请我们大家读《以斯拉记》。
Please turn to the book of Ezra.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
亚达薛斯王的上谕读在利宏和书记申帅并他们的同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹大人，用势力强迫他们停工。于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，只停到波斯王大利乌第二年。
Then, as soon as the copy of King Artaxerxes' document was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their colleagues, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and stopped them by force of arms. Then work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
那是先知哈该和异多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。
When the prophet Haggai, the prophet and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
And we will stop here for now.
我们知道这段圣经告诉我们，以色列人他们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们要建造神的殿，重建神的殿。
And this passage tells us how the Jews returned to Jerusalem from Babylon to rebuild the temple of God.
但是后来圣经告诉我们，到了一个时候，他们的工程就被迫停止了。
And at some point in time, the scripture says they stopped their work.
所以这个恢复的工作并不顺利。
And hence this work, of restoring the temple was not going well.
然后第五章告诉我们神怎样借着两位先知，就是撒加利亚还有哈该，然后对以色列人说话，说了一些劝勉的话。
And then God shows us how he encouraged the people through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah.
然后圣殿就建造成功了。
And then the work of rebuilding the temple was completed.
我们说过圣殿乃是预表神的同在。
Now we mentioned that the temple typifies the presence of God.
圣城乃是预表神的见证。
And the holy city is a symbol of the testimony of God.
所以我们从这里你就知道，当以色列人他们要回到耶路撒冷，要重建圣殿、重建圣城，他们经过了一些的艰难。
And hence, from here, we find that when the people return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, they encounter certain difficulties.
那这些艰难就证明回来的人他们并不完全。
And these difficulties show to us that the people that returned, they were not perfect.
所以需要神进一步的在他们中间工作。
And they needed God to do a further work in them.
我们说过，从这一段的圣经，我们来看教会历史，我们得到同样的印象。
And when we look at church history based on this scripture, we receive the same impression.
16世纪神借着马丁路德、加尔文、斯会里真的把神的教会从巴比伦带出来。
God, using these men such as Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli, in the 16th century, to bring the church out of Babylon.
那段实在是非常荣耀的日子。
And it was glorious days.
教会经过了多少年的黑暗时期。
And how long was the darkness for the church?
现在他们终于看见曙光了。
And now they finally have seen daybreak.
现在他们真的明白，真的明白到底救恩是怎么一回事。
Now they understand what salvation is all about.
而且你看见这些人也把我们带回到教会的纯洁。
And you find that these people bring us back to the purity and simplicity of the church.
这些人真的顺服圣经的话说，他们应当从巴比伦出来。
And they truly follow the word of God coming out of Babylon.
所以在历史上实在是一件惊天动地，
so historically, that was an important and great event.
连世界上写历史的人，他们一定要记述，要一定要记载这一段的故事。
And secular historians, they have to pay attention and they have to give credit to what happened.
但是我们所关心的就是圣灵对于这一段历史的解释。
However, our concern is what does the Holy Spirit say about that part of history?
我们说过感谢主，马丁路德也好，加尔文也好，苏菲利也好。
No matter which reformer that we talk about,
他们的确看见教会不能够有财产。
We thank the Lord that indeed they saw the church should not be Judaized.
他们做了很多很多恢复的工作。
And indeed they accomplished much work of restoration.
的确他们把很多偶像去掉。
Indeed they have passed away the idols.
现在你看在他们聚会的地方你就看不见偶像。
And now in their meeting halls, church buildings, you don't see idols.
本来在这个罗马教里面最大的一个特点就是弥撒。
And one of the characteristics of the Roman church was mass.
结果在这一班身上他们有一个很大的特点就是神的话。
But to this group of people, you find that the word of God is a signature for them.
所以神不光借着马丁路德说话，神也借着加尔文说话，神也借着斯灰里来说。
And the Lord spoke through Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
而且我们就要从加尔文开始。
And we know that beginning with Calvin.
现在我们不光有了公开的圣经，而且我们能明白主的。
Not only do we have an open Bible, but that we have understanding of God's word.
认识圣经的福音真理。
Concerning biblical truth.
你看见无论加尔文也好，无论是马丁路也好，告诉我们神的话是很容易明白的。
And whether you read Luther's writing or Calvin's writing, we see that God's word is easy for us.
乃是当教会在黑暗时期的时候。
It was only when the church was in darkness.
他们把圣经许多话都把它灵然解，都把它灵然 spiritualize.
And they spiritualized much of God's word.
结果真理就不见了。
And hence truth was lost.
结果你看这班弟兄们是把我们带回到一个圣经很重要的根基。
And these brothers, they brought us back to the foundation of God's word.
他们也把解经的定律找出来。
And they have also given us laws of biblical interpretation.
所以从此以后我们就能明白圣经了。
And from then on, we have a way to understand God's word.
有人告诉我们说加尔文恐怕是有历史以来第一个也是最伟大的一个他们是按照科学的方法来解释神的话。
And some people tell us that Calvin was the first and the greatest one who studied scripture using scientific methods.
他们先从圣经里面找到解释圣经的定律。
And they discover from the Bible laws that will help us interpret the Bible.
然后用这些定律来明白神的话。
And using those laws, they would expand on God's word.
这个就是科学家他们研究神的创造他们所做的事。
And that was the same mentality the scientists had in studying nature.
他们是从科学从宇宙里面找到一些基本的定律。
And from the created universe, they found certain laws of nature.
然后根据这些定律来解释许多的现象。
And based on these laws of nature, they explain various phenomena.
所以有人告诉我们说
，So people tell us，
这个马丁路德到了晚年，他说了一句话，他是非常自豪的。
And Martin Luther said a certain word at his old age.
他说我感谢主，我虽我蒙恩得救这么久了，主给我恩典，叫我从来没有糟蹋过一段主自己的话。
And he said that even though I've been saved for so long, but I've never been given so much grace that I will waste God's word.
从来没有随便的扭曲主的话。
He had never twisted God's word.
所以二十七卷的。新约圣经，他每一本书都有注解。
And he wrote commentaries on each and every one of the 27 New Testament books.
就是启示录，他没有注解。
And the only one he did not write a commentary on is Revelation.
因为他害怕他自己会解释错。
Because he was afraid of making errors.
所以我们知道，到了马丁路德、加尔文的时候，你看神的话实在是很明亮。现在我们能够清楚到底。福音的真理是什么
？So we do see that God's word was opened up during the time of Luther and Calvin.
那不止如此
，Furthermore，
他们也的确给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
They also showed us clearly that the church is the body of Christ.
我们都是弟兄
，and we are all brothers.
所以，当我们如果读他们的书的话
，and hence when we read their writings，
毫无疑问，他们现在是把神的教会带回耶路撒冷。
Unquestionably, they have brought the church. back to Jerusalem.
他们知道今天教会不能犹太化。
And they understood that the church should not be Judaized.
他们也不能，教会也不能够世界化。
And that the church should not be worldly.
但是我们今刚才我们今天下午已经说过。
Now earlier we mentioned,
在实行上，在实行上，我们知道马丁路德有难处。
We find that in practice, Martin Luther did not live up to his understanding.
他的确看见了一些圣经的真理。
He did see and understand certain.And his pain in his heart, was expressed through his writings.
那么加尔文的影响也是很大。
Now, influence from Calvin was also great.
那么加尔文后来慢慢的有加尔文有一个难加尔文原因就是谁是在祝福日内瓦的工作。
And the thing about Calvin was he really blessed, God really blessed him, in Geneva.
日内瓦就是个罗马教的世界。
And Geneva was a city under the Roman Church.
所以我们在那个我们知道有那个时候刚刚他到日内瓦大概是26岁。
And when he arrived in the city of Geneva, he was 26 years old.
其实在那个以前他在巴黎他已经和一般爱主的人在那里有追求，在真理上有认识。
And prior to that, he already was seeking truth from God's word in Paris.
所以他就受了许多的逼迫。
With a group of brothers, and he was persecuted.
他认为说这一般基督徒受逼迫是因为他们不认识他。
And he felt that they were persecuted because people don't understand that.
所以他就写了一本书要解释到底我们的信仰是什么。
And so he felt compelled to write a book to talk about their beliefs.
因为有一般的人以为说这一般人是无政府主义者。
And because some people think that they were the anarchists.
所以因为这个缘故有很多的误会。
And because of that, they were much misunderstood.
所以二十六岁他就写了一本他的代表作。那么大家都知道，这个就是他的代表作。他告诉我们到底他的信仰，他对圣经认识是什么。
And hence, at age 26, he wrote this book.
所以他写完了书以后，他就开始流浪了，因为到处被追赶，所以他就开始流浪了。
And after he wrote the book, he went on an exile.
所以他大概他的目的是要到德国去继续的深造。
And at that time, he prepared to go to Germany.
那个时候有一个神的仆人叫法勒尔，就在日内瓦工作。
And at that time, there was a servant of the Lord. His name was
Farrell.
Serial.
那么他的工作实在很有神的祝福。
Now his ministry was truly blessed by the Lord.
他的确照着圣经来传扬主的话。
And he preached the word of God based on the scripture.
但是呢，很稀奇，他无论什么时候神的话一被人接受。
However, strangely, every time when his word was received,
什么时候就有暴动发生。
There's always an uproar.
那原因很简单，就是说今天有很多人对于罗马教不满意。
And this clearly shows the discontentment to Roman Catholicism.
所以当他讲到今天我们应当从巴比伦出来，
And hence when he talked about the fact that we ought to come out of Babylon,
这些东西都是圣经里没有的。
And all these are things that were not in the Bible.
偶像是圣经没有的。
Bible does not have idols.
我们不光不能拜偶像，连玛利亚都不能拜。
Not only should we not worship idols, we should not worship Mary.
那这些话有的人清楚人他们是听见了。
And some people were clear and they understood.
那有的人就用这些话。
Some people use these words.
所以他们觉得我们应该把修士、把这个修女，还有这些圣职的人，应把他们赶出去。
To drive away the monks and the nuns.
所以他们就用了肉体的方法，要来成就这些事情。
And so they want to accomplish this by their own strength.
所以这个缘故就带来了很多的混乱。
And because of this, they brought much chaos.
他那时候听说。 这个加尔文到了这个城。
And at that time, they heard, he heard that Calvin was coming to the
city. 所以巴勒尔是个老弟兄，他就到了旅馆去见这个二十六岁左右的一个年轻的弟兄。
And so Ferio went to visit this young brother.
那么他就告诉他说，你看今天这个城有很大的需要，你一定要留下来帮助我们。
And he said to Calvin that, hey, you need to stay here.
结果他说不行，我一定要到，我一定要到那个德国去，我希望能够去新进修，希望能够深造。
There's a great need here, but Calvin replied saying, "No, I can't. I have to go to Germany."
结果怎么说他都不听。后来呢，这个老弟兄就急起来了。
And no matter how he tried, Calvin wouldn't listen.
他说你一定不能去。
And so the elderly brother said, "Hey, you can't go."
如果你去的话，神就救主你的心，神就救主你的这个深造。
Because if you go to Germany, the Lord will curse, what you are trying to do.
那他真的，他在这里用咒诅两个字的。
Now he really used that word curse.
那么这个时候呢，这个年轻弟兄啊，就被吓住了。
And Calvin was scared.
但他觉得这个恐怕是神的旨意。
And he thought that maybe this is God's will.
所以他就留下来了。
And hence he stayed.
那次留下来果然是留对了。
And indeed that was the right thing to do.
你看神的的确借着他。那把神的真理传遍了整个日内瓦。
And the Lord used him to spread the truth throughout
the Neva. 所以你看见神的祝福实在是很大的。
And so you see God's blessing was great.
神实在借着他，借着他的的确确把真理传到整个的日内瓦。
And God indeed used him to spread the truth.
我说过他一个礼拜要讲十七篇道。
I mentioned earlier that he preached 17 times in a week.
你看见许多人就跟着他到处跑了。
And so many people followed him.
所以你就可以看见说神的话语多么在他身上多么有能力。
And so you see how powerful is God's word.
所以很明显的，你看整个的日内瓦城就改过了，就变过来了。
And the entire city was turned upside down.
你看见吗？现在不是像在德国的工作一样。
It's no longer like the work that occurred in Germany.
德国的工作需要用枪用炮来维持一个局面的。
And in Germany, you have to have guns and cannons to keep the peace.
是那些皇帝来帮助，一面保护他，然后一面终于呢，你看就腾出一片江山来。然后我们知道说，那个时候，你看马丁路德他所传的就在。德国那块土地上就生长起来。
And so you have the dukes and the barons that supported Martin Luther to help him establish the work around.
但是毫无疑问，神的话在日内瓦产生果效。
But unquestionably, God's word took root in Geneva.
那个的的确确靠着他传扬主的话，传扬真理。
And it was through the preaching of the truth.
结果可以说整个日内瓦就翻过来了。
And so the entire city of Geneva was turned upside down.
那印着可以说几乎整个几乎整个日内瓦都翻过来了。
And the whole city was upside down.
所以呢，现在这个加尔文他就认为说
，And hence Calvin thought.
那么既然福音送到了每一个角落。
And if the gospel is preached to
everyone, 大家都看见因信称义
，and everyone understands justification by faith.
那么现在呢，我们应该制定一些的律法。
Now we ought to set down some guidelines.
那么因为既然这样的话，那么现在这个政府呢，应该就照着圣经里面的原则。来治理这个整个的城市。
Then government ought to be established based on principles in God's word.
那当然，长老是圣经里面的东西。
Now of course elders are in the Bible.
但那个时候在他们的实行呢，就整个的加日内瓦这个城需要有长老的。
And now, based on their understanding, the whole city of Geneva ought to have some elders.
那么所以这个整个的城，他们就选举了一些的长老。
And so they elected some elders from the city.
那么现在呢，这些长老们他们的目的就是要用这个政府的立法，然后最后呢，叫整个的日内瓦城都遵守圣经里面的教训。
And now, the government was enforcing the city so that they would keep the law in the Bible.
我们刚才说过，不错，神的确在日内瓦做了很重要的工作，但到底不是每一个人都蒙恩得救。
And we mentioned that yes, God did the great work in Geneva, but not everyone was convinced.
基督的律法是为着有基督生命的人。
The law of Christ is for those who have receive divine light.
你不可能把这个命令放在没有信主的人身上。
You cannot enforce the same law on those non-believers.
所以到礼拜天，那么所有信主耶稣的人守安息日的时候，所以不信的人统统要守安息日，因为这根本就是一个城市里面的律法。
And the law of that city was that everyone has to keep.The Sabbath on Sunday.
所以现在终于到了一个时候，福音的影响大的一个地步。你看见现在整个的社会，整个的都市，可以完全照着圣经的原则来过日子了。
And so now you see, the gospel spread so wide that the whole city, now is under, the influence of the church.
那么事实上，这个梦不知不觉的是谁的梦呢？是奥古斯丁的梦。
Now this dream was really Augustine's dream.
阿古斯丁的意思就是说，虽然西罗马帝国、罗马帝国失败了，但是教会要取代它。
And because, to Augustine, even though Western Roman Empire fell, the church ought to take the place.
然后你看见说，整个的国家、整个的世界乃是那么接受了圣经的价值，完全照着圣经的里面的教训来生活的。
And so the entire world ought to live their lives based on what the teaching of the Bible.
那这样的话，那么千禧年就来到地上。
And if that is the case, then millennial kingdom is on the earth.
所以等到一千年以后，我们的主就回来了。
And so 1,000 years later, Christ will return.
我们知道现在大家对于千禧年的看法就是从那个时候开始来的。
And various understanding of millennial kingdom came from that.
我们相信这个世界越来越坏，只有主耶稣回来才能够解决。
And we believe that this world will continue to deteriorate until the return.
然后才带进千禧年。
Then the millennial kingdom would be brought in.
但是因为奥古斯丁是相信神的成绩呢就在地上。
But because of what Augustine believed that the city of God is on this earth,
他有个梦，虽然罗马帝国已经没有了
，so in his dream, even though the Roman Empire is gone,
但是神的国要在地上。
But God's kingdom is now.
那么结果，当神的国掌权的时候
，and so when God's kingdom has come upon this world,
所以你看见吗？因为这结果最后怎么样呢？最后你看主就回来了。
And so that would bring about the return of Christ.
所以到主后一千年的时候
，and hence, in 1000 AD,
你要根据这个说法，那么在全世界引起了很大的恐慌。
And much chaos was brought about because of that teaching.
因为他们相信一千年结束的时候
，because in their beliefs, they think after 1,000 years,
主耶稣就要来了
，Jesus will return.
所以这个就是所谓千禧年后的看法。
And this is what we call the post-millennialism.
所以这是非常重要的。
And that's very important.
那么这个事实上就是从历史，从我们所知道的历史来的。
And so this is how it came about historically.
所以这个就是奥古斯丁的梦。
And that was the dream of Augustine.
所以因为这个缘故。
And because of that.
你知道奥古斯丁怎么说呢？
And you know what he said?
那么他说根据圣经说这些人应该勉强他进来。
And he said that based on the Bible, we need to push them, force them.
因为主耶稣不是用比喻吗？那些人都不进来吗？要勉强他们进来。
And then Jesus said in one of his parables that these people are unwilling, so we have to force them.
那么如果这样做的话，那所以他就说，这是指着什么意思来说的
？And so what does that mean?
那么既然只有在教会里面有救恩
，and since Salvation is only available in the church.
所以我们应当要勉强他们进来。
So we need to force people to join the church.
那么奥古斯丁说，你用武力都可以。
And Augustine says you can use force.
所以这就是后来一般裁判所很重要的根据。
And that was the basis for Inquisition.
那么这点非常重要的。
And that's very important.
因为他们觉得这些人离开了真理了。
Because they discover people have turned away from the truth.
如果必要的，我们可以用武力要帮助他们相信。
If necessary, we can use force, force to convert.
这个就是我们所说的教会世界化。
And this is what we mean by the church becomes worthless.
所以意思就是说，今天这个千禧年，千年国已经就在地上了。
And so that was how they thought millennial kingdom would be on the earth.
所以到了主后一千年年底的时候，很多人生意也不做了，银行也关掉了，因为他们等候的就主就要回来了。
And hence, at the end of the year 1000 AD, many people quit their job and stopped their business because they're waiting for the return of the Lord.
没有回来
The Lord did not return.
弟兄姊妹，加尔文对于恩典的看法是受奥古斯丁影响。
Now Calvin was very much influenced by Augustine.
等到他在日内瓦工作非常成功的时候
，And when he was very successful in Geneva,
你看不知不觉那奥古斯丁的梦也回来了。
And slowly, that dream of Augustine entered the picture.
所以现在他问一个问题。
And so now he asked himself,
那么是不是当日内瓦真的政府，他们这些长老们，他们能够根据圣经来立法？
And whether the government now can create laws based on the Bible.
那么现在可以说整个日内瓦就是基督徒的城市。
And you can say that Geneva become a city for Christians.
你看见吗？现在所有的这个法律就是根据圣经的法律。
Because the law is taken from the Bible.
圣经里面的长老是教会中的长老
But you have to understand elders in the Bible are elders of church
但在日内瓦的长老是日内瓦城的长老
The elders of Geneva are the elders of the city
然后慢慢他们就立法起来了
And so they began to create legislatures
但是这个谁知道的很清楚
Now, who was,
加尔文知道得很清楚。
Now, Calvin was very clear.
那么教会还是教会。
That the church is the church.
政府还是政府。
Government is the government.
但是问题在这里。
But there's a problem here.
因为整个的法律是根据圣经来定的。
Because, legislation were created based on the Bible.
一般到礼拜天安息，他们认为这是安息日，什么生意都不可以做的。
And because Sunday is Sabbath, so no business could be conducted.
这就是当初清教徒来美国的时候所做的事情。
And that's what the Puritans did when they came to America.
这些人都是跟随加尔文的人。
And so these follow the teaching of Calvin.
他们有一个梦。
And they had this
dream. 既然主把我们在美国把一个国家建立起来。
And since the Lord helped us to create a new nation in America.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见当初立法的时候。
And so when they set down the constitution.
你看到礼拜天就是什么生意都不可以做，你没有一家可以开门的店。
And the laws of the land was on Sunday, you cannot conduct any business.
我们刚刚到美国礼拜天，我们不大懂礼拜天，我们那边洗衣服，后来就被房东就说了一顿
And when we first moved to this country, my wife did the laundry on Sunday, and the landlord wasn't happy about it.
这个礼拜天安息你怎么洗衣服啊
And he said, how can you do this on Sunday? It's Sabbath.
我们在欧美的世界，礼拜天你不能飞机不能礼拜天到，因为没有人去接你的
And we know in Europe, you wouldn't want to arrive on Sunday because no one would be there to pick you up.
大家明白吗？严格说来，这个今天美国有很美国这个你如果追他这个历史的话，那是这个和日内瓦的梦和理想是有关系的。
And so strictly speaking, if you trace back, what happened to America, they really follow this dream that.
这个是很好的理想。
Now it's an ideal.
人以为说这个就是圣经所说的千年国。
And people think that that's the millennial kingdom the Bible talked about.
但是很不幸的，圣经从来没有这样说。
Unfortunately, that is not so.
那圣经乃是告诉我们主回来以后，然后才引进全新。
The Bible says the Lord will return and he will
reintroduce the millennial kingdom. 这个世界是没有，是无可救药。
And there's no hope for this world.
所以这些跟随加尔文的人
，So those who follow Calvin,
因着有过成功的经验。
Because they had this success under their belt.
所以他们总觉得今天我们居住在地上应该尽量的参政应该尽量的把社会把它改良了。
And so they felt that they ought to be involved in the political system and change the world.
但他们忘记了主耶稣第一次来的时候。
But they forgot that when Jesus first came into this world,
他只为只是神的羔羊。
And he was the Lamb of God.
他到第二次来才用铁杖来管辖万国。
It was only upon his second coming that he would rule the nation with a rod of iron.
他知道等到他回来的时候。
He knew that when he returns,
那个国度是公义的国度。
And that nation he established is
那个国度是讲人权的国度。
Has righteousness, has individual rights.
讲的人就 human rights.
Human rights.
所以既然这些是人类的理想
，and so these are ideals of man.
但是问题在这里
，but
人可以有很理想的制度。
And even though we can create a system based on ideas,
但是要执行制度这些人如果是罪人的话
，but if the people that enforce this are sinners,
你看这件事情咱办不到的。
You'll find that the idea could never be.
今天人类有很多很美好的制度，包括美国的制度在里面。
Today, men have many ideals.
但是如果你看见这些执行这些制度的人根本是罪人。
But if you find that those who uphold these ideals are sinners,
我们只会有理想，我们永远达不到那个目的。
You will find that reality could never be like.
所以在主耶稣的 timetable， 他的时间表里面。
And so in the timetable of our Lord,
他第一次来是神的羔羊。
He was the Lamb of God.
第二次来才是犹大的狮子。
And only on his second coming, he is the Lion of Judah.
他第一次去解决属灵的问题。
The first time he dealt with spiritual issues.
只有当人蒙恩得救重生以后
，Only when men are redeemed and are born again,
人才有可能顺服神的律法。
Then can he obey God's law?
所以今天主耶稣第一个药物就是为我们舍命，为我们钉在十字架。
And so the first medicine he gives is going to the cross.And redeeming us.
我们这些跟随主的也是这样。
Now, same thing for us.
你如果看见神的旨意的话
，If you understand God's will,
今天我们最大的责任是要把福音送给全世界的人。
Our greatest responsibility is to bring the gospel.
等到有一天主回来的时候
，And then when our Lord returns,
弟兄姊妹，你知道要有千禧年，那个千禧年那个国度乃是公义的国度，乃是和平繁荣的国度。
And when the Lord returns, there's in the millennial kingdom, then you have righteousness and you have justice.
所以弟兄姊妹。今天我们一定要回到圣经才可以。
And so, brothers, today we need to return to the scripture.
如果我们不明白圣经的旨意
，If we don't understand what is in this Bible,
那么许多时候我们就会忘记了我们的时间表。
And oftentimes we would lose sight of the timetable.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天有没有可能在地上得着一个基督教的国家呢
？However, is it possible?To have a Christian nation.
因为你不可能叫每一个人都得救。
You see, you cannot force everyone to be saved.
那么今天你怎么可能叫那些不得救的人来遵守圣经的律法？
Now, how can you ask the non-believers to follow the laws in the Bible?
所以在历史上这些事有没有错？
And so historically, people tried it.
但那个结果是什么呢
？But what was the result？
结果你看见这圣经，你看见这个教会跟世界还是没有分开。
The result is there is an intermarriage between the church and the state.
所以因着这个缘故
，and the world，
你看神必须要做厉害的动作。
And so for this reason, God has to do a further work.
那原因我们知道，慢慢我们就看见有一些难处就发生了。
Now slowly there are some problems.
那个比方说，如果有些人他违反圣经里面的法律定律
，and that is if there are people who violate the rules set down.
那么教会不会来处理他。
The church would not execute judgment.
教会一定是交给政府来处理。
The church will bring the matter to the government.
大家不要忘记。在教会历史上，当教会黑暗，神的儿女受逼迫的时候
，and in church history when the church was in darkness，
罗马教会要起来说，我们从来没有杀过一个人
，and the Roman church would say we never killed anybody，
他们去裁判这些人
，and they only conducted a judgment，
他们问说这些人到底是不是异端。
And they only tell you whether these are heretics or not.
一般裁判所只决定谁是异端。
And so the Inquisition only determined whether this person is a heretic.
这是教会决定的。
Well, now that's determined by the church.
教会从来不杀人的。
The church never kills anybody.
但是教会把这些异端的人交给政府。
But the church brought these to the government.
虽然是皇帝下命令这些人应该处决的。
And it was the king who ordered that they would be executed.
这个就是政教合一，就是政治跟教会不分的时候一定产生的结果。
And this is the result when church and state are united.
但是没有想到历史重演。
But we would not, we didn't expect history to repeat.
结果等到日内瓦的工作被主祝福以后
，and so when after the Lord blessed
the worship is
there. 结果你看见说日内瓦的法律就是圣经里面的法律。
And you find out that the laws of that city is
每一个人都要遵守的。
And everyone had to follow.
那么比方说一个人讲异端的话，那么你就知道这是很严肃的事情。
And if someone preaches heresy, that's very important.
如果他不相信三而一的神
That's very serious. If someone doesn't believe in Trinity,
如果教会决定他的确不相信三而一的神
And if the church determined that yes, he does not believe in Trinity,
那么根据这个政府的法律，所有异端的都要处死的。
And based on the law of the land, he had to be executed.
那弟兄姊妹，结果有一个人他的看法和加尔文看法不一样。
And indeed, there was one person who differed in opinion from.
结果在最后的判断上，他是讲了异端了。
And the final verdict was that he was preaching heresy.
你看教会好像没有做什么事。
And the church seems innocent.
但是因为这个日内瓦的法律是应用在每个人身上的。
But because the law was in place for all.People.
那因为这个人讲了异端了
，and because this person preaches heresy，
结果最后这个人为主殉道
，and in the end this person was martyred。
你能够明白教会怎样在罗马帝国手下殉道
？And you if you understand how the church would be martyred under Roman，
你也能明白教会怎样圣徒怎样在罗马教会底下为主殉道。
And you will also understand how saints would be martyred under the.
你做梦就不会想到，当复兴的火把点燃以后
，And you would not expect that after the fire of Reformation.
你看有许多的殉道者。
You discover that many martyrs.
他们怎么为主殉道的
？And how they were killed.
他们为什么受逼迫
？And why were they persecuted?
你看同样的一个原则。
You find the same underlying principle.
因为这个缘故，你看有很多人就为着真理的缘故，就在这个所谓改革的人弟兄们的手里，他们为主殉道。
And you find that many, who were martyred under the hands of these reformed.
这是日内瓦的故事。
And that was a story in Geneva.
同样的故事发生在苏黎世，发生在德语的世界。
And the same thing happened in Zurich. The German.
我们知道德语的世界就是谁在那里呢？就是这个词汇里在那里。
And we find Zwingli is the one in Zurich.
那同样的，你看见他能够影响整个苏黎世的政府。
And you see how he had such an influence over the land.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着，那么所以很自然的，你看见本来是罗马帝国，
and so,
本来是罗马教会。
And so what you find is initially it was the Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church.
现在是苏黎世的政府。
Now it is the government of the city of Zurich.
现在是苏黎世的教会。
And now you have the Church of Zurich.
那同样的一个原则。
The same principle.
弟兄姊妹，因为他们制定了法律。
Because the legislation that they set down.
结果有一天，结果后来根据那个法律的结果是什么呢
？And the verdict from the law was.
就是他，因为我们知道就在那个时候。
And because at that time,
有一般的基督徒
there were a group of Christians.
这一般的基督徒他们是认识圣经
and they truly understood the Bible.
因为在那个时候，在教会里面实行婴孩受浸
You see, at that time, the church practiced infant baptism.
那么婴孩受浸当然不是，当然是违反圣经
Of course, this was unbiblical.
所以有一般弟兄们，他们认为我们看不见
And so there were a group of people. They felt that.
他们不赞成婴孩就可以受浸
，and they disagreed with infant baptism.
那么我们知道，连石灰里他也知道这不是圣经的东西。
Now even Swingley he knew that was not from the Bible.
但是他不愿意与传统完全的决裂。
But he was unwilling to be free from tradition.
这么多年来了，我们知道说大家都相信婴孩应该要受浸。
And because all through these years, people believe that infants ought to be baptized.
但是呢，英国和世界妥协的缘故。
But because of this compromise with the world.
说他不肯和那英国他那时候觉得整个苏黎世现在都转向真理了。
And because he felt that the whole city of Zurich is turning to the truth.
所以结果也是一样。
And so the result is the same.
然后他们就制定了很多的法律。
And they set down many legislation.
那么这个法律里面有一点
And so one of them,
就是在八天以孩子生下来八天以内一定要受浸。
Is that infant after he was born, eight days after she was born, he had to be baptized.
那么结果因着这条法律的缘故
And because of this law,
如果有人不在婴孩不在八天之内受浸的话他就挑战政府的法律
And so if someone who does not obey this law, they are challenging the law.
结果你看你一般弟兄姊妹
And so you find that there were a group of brothers and sisters.
他们觉得只能够跟随圣经
They felt that they need to be faithful to the law.
他们不能够跟随传统的
They cannot follow tradition.
他们看得很清楚
And they saw clearly.
他们觉得今天的难处就是教会跟世界没有分开的
And what they see was that the church and the world are one.
所以这些的人他们今天我们称他们做崇敬派的人
And so we call these people the Anabaptists.
那为什么称他做崇敬派呢
Now why would they call them that name?
就是他们很多人在婴孩的时候已经受了浸了
Because many of them were baptized as an infant.
结果他们到大的时候他们觉得那个根本不算的
But after they grow up, they felt that that was invalid.
只有你相信主耶稣以后你才可以受浸
It was only after you become a believer, then you should be baptized.
所以这些人他们就称作崇敬派的弟兄们
And so they were called the Anabaptists.
有一个教会历史学家叫做 Philip Shaw
and there was a church historian Philip Shaw
那么他认为说许多人误会了以为 Anabaptist 专门争受浸的问题
and he said that some people misunderstood the Anabaptist thinking that they were only opposing that
其实这些人是认识教会
But these group of people, they really understood what
the problem is. 他们看见了今天的难处在罗马教会是世界的问题今天在苏黎世也好日内瓦也好也是世界的问题
And they had the insight that the problem for the Roman church was the world, and that same problem is also in the church of
the world. 这些表面是从巴比伦回来的。
And so on the outside, they look like they have returned from
the world. 无论在德国无论在瑞士你看世界没有错掉。
Whether in Germany or in Switzerland, however, the world was not completely gone.
这些弟兄姊妹们觉得。
And so to this group of brothers and sisters,
今天主的恢复乃是为着基督的身体。
The recovery of the Lord is for the body of Christ.
所以他们对真理看得很清楚的。
And so you see, they were clear on the truth.
那么这些人就在苏黎世的附近。
And so, in the neighborhood of Zurich,
那么没有地方去了。
And they have nowhere to go.
因为他们到处被追赶，他们因为犯了法律了。
Because they were persecuted because they were lawbreakers.
所以他们常常坐一条船，好多弟兄姊妹就坐了船就到那个海，到这个外海的，就到比较远一点，比较离开那个的远一点，他离开那个稍微边荒一点，他们就在那里聚会。
And so many of them would get on boats.To get away from the shore and they will meet in that way.
那么等到政府真的用法律的时候
And when the government came down on them,
你看这些人都变成异端了
And all these people were deemed as heretics.
所以他们说你们不是要受浸吗
And they said, you want to be baptized?
让我们成全你们
Okay, I'll let you have it.
把他们放在麻袋里面然后就丢到河里面去
And they put them in these... bags and tied them up and threw them in the river.
所以如果大家今天到苏黎世到苏黎世去的话
，and so today if you go to Zurich,
你到苏黎世可以 walk， 你这个 tour 可以 walk， 可以走的就可以了，你不必要有人来带你去。
And you can just walk around the city. You don't need a guide.
你就会看见在那个就很没有多久，你就会看见一条河。
And very soon you will see a river.
就在苏黎世那里。
And it was right in the city.
那么弟兄姊妹不要忘记，向导会告诉你说，这个就是他们为主寻道的地方。
And the guide will tell you that this is where many martyrs were killed.
Anabaptist 这个崇敬派在教会历史里面是非常非常重要的。
Now these Anabaptists are very important in church.
今天大家都知道，在美国有一帮人叫 Amish。
And you know, today there's a group of people, the Amish.
他们就是 Anabaptists.
And they were the Anabaptists.
他们绝对不爱世界。
And they don't love the world.
他们为什么不爱世界呢
？Why?
他们和世界没有相关的。
Because they have nothing to do with the world.
所以他们所有有电的东西，他们一定不用。
And so because of this, everything that needs electricity, they will not use.
可以打电话可以。
Can you make a phone call?
在房间里面没有电话。
And in the room, there's no phone.
那么你一定要走到房子的外面，在那电话亭里面打电话可以。
And you have to go to a phone booth to make the call.
因为他们认为是电话线叫你和世界连在一起。
Because the telephone line connects you with the world.
所以你看他们的马车啊，不用电，但是用电池，电池可以用，但是不可以用电线。
And so for them, they can use batteries, but they cannot use electricity.
他们绝对是与世界分别的。
And so they want to be completely separated from the world.
是他们的衣服从来不用扣子。
And they never use buttons.
因为这是人做的。
Because these are man-made.
所以你看见吗？他们什么都是都你看。他们坐的板凳，他们聚会是坐长的板凳的。
And so when they meet, they sat on these benches.
他们是美国最好最好的农夫。
And these are the best farmers in America.
还有这些人，他们不拿枪的。
And they do not take an arm.
他们觉得要照着山上的样式，不可以拿枪的。
And they felt that the pattern from the mountain is that they should not have weapons.
但是他们仍旧是打仗，他们仍旧是上战场的。
But they still join the army when they come to it.
不过他们都只做红十字会救护之类的工作。
But they will only participate in the work of the Red Cross.
弟兄姊妹，这些人就是所谓的 Anabaptists。
And these are the descendants of the Anabaptists.
那么，所以他们不用汽车，只用马车。
And so they don't have cars, they have caravans.
后来他们中间有的人觉得可以用汽车，然后呢也可以，还有他们事实上是他们非常非常保守的。
And so they are extremely conservative.
但是等到后来有，但是有一些人，他们的看法和他们不一样。
But some of them began to have different.
这个就是我们今天所说的 Mennonites， 就是所谓的门诺会的弟兄姊妹。
And these are the Mennonites.
所以我们知道，无论是门诺会也好，无论是今天的 Amish 也好，大家不要忘记，事实上这些人就是。Anabaptist 就是所谓崇敬派的弟兄。
And so you realize the Mennonites and the Amish, they are all descendants of the Anabaptists.
如果大家有机会读他们的东西的话
，And if you have the chance to read some of their writing,
有许多非常悲壮的故事。
And some of the stories are truly
他们真的为主殉道
，because they truly were willing to die for the
Lord. 他们不是死在罗马帝国的逼迫之下。
And they did not die under the Roman Empire.
也不是在罗马教会的逼迫底下。
And they did not die under Roman Empire.
这些人已经回到耶路撒冷。
And they have returned to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？是他们让我们明白因信称义。
And these were the people that allow us to understand justification by faith.
结果因为没有看见，教会是不能世界化。
But they did not understand that the church should not.
他们做了一个梦，是圣经没有的。
And they had the dream that was not in the Bible.
虽然加尔文是成在很多地方是成功的。
And even though Calvin was successful in many places.
但是弟兄姊妹，因为这不是圣经里面有。
However, because that was not in the Bible.
你看见这个不是耶路撒冷的原则。
You find that that's not in the principle of Jerusalem.
结果就产生了许多的悲剧。
And so many tragedies.Follows.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读教会历史的时候
，And so when we study church history，
当这个恢复经过了一百年以后
，And after 100 years after Reformation，
教会应该越来越复兴才对。
The church ought to be revived more and more。
但是因为大家都讲真理。
But because everyone was talking about truth,
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？所以他们一天到晚就是要要求真理上的正确。
And so every day they were arguing concerning truth.
所以每个人都觉得自己讲的是对的。
And everyone thinks that they were orthodox.
虽然他们讲大家都是祭司。
And even though they all say that we are all priesthood,
但是那个时候路德会的情形就好像非常非常的死沉。
But unfortunately, the condition in the Lutheran church was
所以经过了一百年以后
，and so a hundred years after that,
这个教会的福音的火焰，那个蜡烛光几乎要吹灭了。
And you find that this fire, this candle is about to go out.
那么有一个很有名的一个雕刻。
And there was a famous sculpture.
很可惜我不能给弟兄们看。
And it's unfortunately I can't show you.
这个雕刻的画家 雕刻家是把所有那个时候在这一百年之内就最有名的改革家，就是这些包括马丁路德包括加尔文，他们通通汇聚在一处。
And so this sculptor, he created an art piece that contained all the reformers.
所以你看见这个是马丁路德，这个是石灰利，这个是 John Knox， 大家都看得很清楚。
And so you can clearly see who is Martin Luther, Zwingli, Calvin.
但是在这个图画的中间有个蜡烛，那个蜡烛的光几乎要吹灭。
But in the middle of the piece.There's a candle, and the candle was about to go out.
那么有三个小人物在上面，要把这个把它吹熄的。
And there were three little characters that were about to blow out the candle.
第一个当然撒旦，他不要这个东西。
The first one was Satan.
第二个当然教皇，当然不要这个东西。
And of course, the second is the Pope.
那么还有第三个就是 Anabaptist， 就是崇敬派的人。
And the third one was the Anabaptist。
那这一个图画就是给我们看见，到了一百年以后，你看见这个福音的火线慢慢慢慢的几乎要熄灭。
And so this shows us that 100 years after the Reformation, the gospel fire was about to go out。
所以你看见神真的要完成的工作，开始了，但是没有完成。
And so you see the work that God wanted began but was not finished.
就像所罗巴伯这些人，他们是回来，他们是开始建造神的殿。
And so just like in the time of Zerubbabel, they began the work to rebuild the temple.
到一个时候，他们继续不下去。
But then a few years later, they stopped.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见神需要进一步的工作。
God now needs to do a further work.
这个回过头给我们看见人并不完全。
And looking back, we see that we are not perfect.
我们为着马丁路德、慈辉利和加尔文，我们真是要感谢。
We want to thank the Lord for Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
他们做了从来没有做过。
Because they have done something that was not done before.
他们受的苦难只有神知道。
And the suffering that they went through, only the Lord.
他们对于教会的贡献可以说是数不过来。
And their contribution to the church is.Uncalculable.
但是因着他们不完全的缘故
，But because of their imperfection，
你看见神最终的目的没有达到
，You find that the ultimate goal was not achieved。
感谢主，现在已经回来了
，But we thank the Lord that at least there's a return。
已经开始了
，At least there's a beginning of work。
但是这些人不完全的
，But because these people were not perfect，
所以你看见神不能够继续往前
，And so you see that God could not move forward。
你看见吗？等到这个。施回利跟马丁路德有争执的时候
，And so when you see that there were arguments between Zwingli and Martin Luther，
施回利倒是一个很柔软的灵
，You do see that there is a tender spirit。
他的意思，我们如有不同，我流着眼泪，我也要和你和好的。
And he said, brother, even though we have difference in opinion, but with tears in my eye, I want to be one with you。
但是他们还是没有和好
，Yet they were。
所以你看见的这些人不完全。
And so you see that these people are not perfect.
但是感谢主
But we thank God.
神借着他们的确做了踏出去非常重要的一步
God used them to begin a great work.
所罗巴伯他们能回到耶路撒冷，这是太大的一件事情
And the return under Zerubbabel was a great thing.
但是因为他们不完全的缘故
But because they were imperfect.
所以你看见神不是一下子就达到他的目的。
And so God was not able to reach the end goal.
所以教会历史还要写下去。
And so the history would continue.
有一些事还要发生。
Things will still need to occur.
现在神要兴起撒迦，哈该，神需要兴起撒迦利亚。
Now the Lord needs to raise up Haggai and Zechariah.
一直等到那个殿能够完成。
And until the temple will be rebuilt.
一直等到神的同在能够带进来。
Until the presence of God can be brought in.
但是弟兄姊妹，这已经太好了。
Now, however, what we have is good enough.
他们已经不在巴比伦了。
They are out of Babylon.
他们回到耶路撒冷。
They have returned to Jerusalem.
他们已经来到圣殿的根基了。
They have come to the foundation of the temple.
那个祭坛已经建立起来了。
The altar is re-established.
现在大家都知道一心称义。
Everyone understands justification.
大家知道一切都是神的恩典。
And now we know all is God's grace.
但是真正最后要完成的还没有完成。
But the end goal is not yet fulfilled.
神要教会绝对不能犹太化。
And God wants the church to come out of Judaism.
教会绝对不能世界化。
That God wants the church to come out of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你看见因着加尔文他成功的缘故
，And because of the success of Calvin，
结果你看见因着整个事情的发展。
And you see that how things develop, you find that God's will is not yet
reached.
But this is not saying that God hasn't done anything yet.
你看见吗? 像 John Knox 后来回到苏格兰,
and you see when John Knox returned to Scotland,
不要忘记, 苏格兰跟英格兰是完全两回事,
yet then Scotland and England are two different nations.
你知道后来有苏格兰国家教会, 有英格兰国家教会,
and you know later on there is a Scotland church and there's an Anglican, the Church of England.
那么英国的教会是怎么开始?
And how did the Church of England begin?
大家不要忘记,
don't forget.
这个英国的教会亨利八世,
and the Church of England began during the reign of Henry
VIII.
You see, he was on the side of the Roman Church.
所以就的道理来说, 你看见整个英国的国家教会其实就是罗马教会的一部分。
And so the Anglican Church was really part of the Catholic Church.
那么后来怎么会变成有英国国家教会所谓安利甘教会呢?
Now how can the church in England become the Anglican Church?
那原来亨利八世有一天他离婚了。
You see, what happened was Henry VIII got divorced.
那么他要结婚,
and he wants to remarry.
那么他如果要结婚的话, 一定要教皇批准才可以。
And that has to be approved by the Pope.
这个左等右等, 教皇不说是, 也不说不是。
And he waited for a long time, the Pope would not give him an answer.
所以他实在等不及了。
And so he couldn't wait any longer.
所以最后呢, 他就立法, 就宣布英国就独立了。
And so later on, he set the law and declared that England to be independent.
英国国家的, 不光是英国的皇帝,
and so not only the King of England,
他也是英国教会的元首,
and now he is also the head of the Church of England.
所以这样他就可以结婚了。
And so now he can get married.
所以我们知道说, 这个英国后来成为国家教会, 原因他和这个罗马决裂不是因为道理上的决裂, 乃是因为这些地方的决裂。
And so you find that England turned to Protestantism not because of difference of understanding of the truth.
但是苏格兰就不是这样。
But because he wanted to get married.
我们看见苏格兰就不是这样。
But Scotland was different.
苏格兰因为他们受了逼迫, 在日内瓦学了许多。
Because they were persecuted and they learned the lesson in Geneva,
所以然后神是在与他同在,
and God was with them.
你看神和他同在到一个地步, 他完全靠他的传扬, 完全照着他传扬神的话,
and the Lord was with John Knox and he preached.
结果整个的苏格兰国会接受他所传的,
and because of his preaching, the entire land was converted.
你想想, 本来整个苏格兰的, 整个苏格兰是罗马教的,
and you see, initially the whole country of Scotland was under the Catholic Church. But the Lord answered his prayer.
Give me Scotland or die.
He said, give me Scotland or death.
神果然听他的祷告,
and the Lord answered his prayer.
弟兄姊妹你看见最后, 他的的确确, 你看见整个的苏格兰就跟随了他。
And you find that later on Scotland listened to his prayer.
所以大家就明白了什么叫因信称义的真理。
And people began to understand what is justification.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这就是苏格兰教会的历史。
And so that was the history of the church in Scotland.
为什么英国有清教徒呢?
Now why are there the Puritans in England?
我们普通以为清教徒是不抽烟、不看电影、不打麻将、不这个不那个的叫做清教徒。
And we think the Puritans are people who don't smoke or don't drink and do this and that.
真正严格的清教徒,
strictly speaking, the Puritans,
那就指着那些跟随加尔文的人,
are the people who followed Calvin. And they did not start another meeting.
他们就希望用真理能够把整个英国国家的教会把它转过来。
And they hope to turn the Church of England back with the truth.
结果你看见这些清教徒实在很成功的。
And you find that they were successful.
他们觉得应该要进到国会里面去。
And they felt that they need to be involved in the legislature.
应该要进到这些里面去, 然后呢才能够立法才行。
And they felt that they need to take part in the parliament so that they can set down legislation.
所以最后你看见这些清教徒们, 他们真的成功了。
And so you find that they were successful on that scale.
所以你看见一般的舆论都这么赞成的。
And you see that they all agreed.
那么因为这边跟随加尔文他们是相信长老制不是相信主教制
and these Calvinists they believed in leadership in the elders not in bishops
所以他们认为说整个这个英国的国家教会应该从主教制把它变成长老制的
And so they felt that the Church of England need to go to the elders.
那么结果因着这个缘故，皇帝不答应。
And the king disagreed with.
所以英国的皇帝不答应，所以后来他们就后来就打起来了。
And because of this, later on they had this struggle.
那么不是真的打起来 war.
There was war.
所以这个是 civil war, 就是这个。所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？结果这个在历史上，结果就变成一场战争。
And so that indeed became a civil war.
不过这些清教徒实在是很爱主。
But these Puritans, they truly loved the Lord.
他们除了在前线打仗之外，剩下的就是读经和祷告，这实在很爱主的一
件事。And so they either fight on the front line or they are studying God's word.
所以你看，你最后他们居然能打胜仗。
And so in the end, they won.
那弟兄姊妹，如果去读英国的历史。
And if you study the history of England,
你看见就是这些清教徒们，他们试着希望能够改变教会的本质，希望教会能够纯洁化。
And so they want to see the church return to the purity and simplicity.
所以这些人才叫做 Puritan, 才叫做清教徒。
And so that's why they were called the Puritans.
但是清教徒里面也有人认为这根本不可能办到的。
But some of them felt that this was impossible.
所以这些人他们就离开了国教。
And so they left the
他们后来有的人就到了荷兰去。
The state church and went to Holland.
他们就变成 dissenter, 就变成异议者。
And these were called the dissenters.
所以弟兄姊妹不要忘记，这个来美国第一批的人乃是异议者。
And so the first group of Puritans that came to America were the dissenters.
第二批才是传统的清教徒。
The second group were the traditional Puritans.
他们通通是加尔文跟随的。
And they were all Calvinists.
那么在这个时候，神又做了，又有一个工作就出来了。
And at that time, the Lord raised up another.
在这些清教徒人里面。
And so among these Puritans,
他们认为根据圣经，既不是长老制，也不是主教制。
And so they felt that based on the Bible, it is neither the rule by bishop nor the rule by elder.
他们觉得每一个 congregation, 每一个堂会应该要他们自己管理自己。
And they felt that every congregation ought to govern themselves.
所以这个就是我们所知道的公理中就是 congregationalist.
And these were the congregationalists.
那么不要忘记。
Don't forget.
今天我们知道这些人也是所谓的异议的分子。
And these are also counted as the dissenters.
那么这些人后来他们因着遇见了 Anabaptist 的弟兄们。
Now because of the meeting with the Anabaptists.
所以他们就相信受浸。
And they believe in believers' baptism.
所以浸信会是这么开始。
And that's the beginning of the Baptist.
所以浸信会公理中事实上属于 dissenter, 属于异议者。
And so both the Baptist and the Congregationalists, these were the dissenters.
那么其他的就是仍旧是改革中的人。
And the rest were the reformers.
所以你有改革中，有公理中，还有的呢，就是所谓的浸信会。
And so you have the reformers, the congregationalists, and the Baptists.
但是基本上这些人都是得着加尔文帮助的。
But basically they all received help from Calvin.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？如果一个人因着对于圣经的看法有一点偏差的话
，And so you discover that whenever people have a difference of opinion of Bible truth,
结果最后甚至于打仗啊。什么通通就进来了
，and the things would happen, even war would.
那现在有一个问题
，so now we have this.
如果一个工作是神的工作
，if this work is from God,
它应该不可以有肉体的掺杂。
There should not be a mixture from the flesh.
所以当我们看当我们看加尔文的工作
，and so when we look at the work of Calvin,
我们看词汇里的工作。
And when you look at the work of Zwingli,
或者你看见马丁路德的，
或者 if you look at the work of Martin Luther,
弟兄姊妹，你看见不知不觉，你总觉得一面是圣灵的工作。
And what you find is on the one hand there is a work of the Holy
Spirit. 但是你看见肉体也在那里工作。
But you find that the flesh is at work.
马丁路德讲到这个巴比，讲到罗马，讲到当时的教会怎样是巴比伦。
And how Martin Luther saw that the church was in Babylon.
有一些非常肉体的人。
And there are these people of the flesh.
他们因着不满意这个不满意在那个旧的环境里。
Because they were dissatisfied with this,
你知道很多的德国的皇帝和诸侯，他们就是要脱离罗马。
You see, many of the kings and dukes in Germany, they want to be freed from the church.
所以当马丁路德登到一呼的时候。
And so when Martin Luther blew the trumpet,
你看这些人就帮助马丁路德。
And these people came to his aid.
马丁路德的工作的确是受圣灵来的。
And so,It is true that Martin Luther began the work with the Holy Spirit.
但是等到最后完成的时候，你看见有肉体助一臂之力。
But you find that the flesh came along and helped.
所以现在你看见圣灵在那里工作，肉体也在那里工作。
So you find the Holy Spirit and the flesh.
所以你才会看见一些悲剧发生。
And that's why we see tragedies.
所以当你看见神工作的时候，你一面又叹一口气，因为很明显你看见了人的软弱和人的肉体。
And so when you see the work of the Holy Spirit, you will sigh because there's also the work of man.
你看见在日内瓦在苏格兰也是。
And you discover the same thing in Geneva and in Scotland.
不错，的的确确我们知道说加尔文是借着口传，借着传扬真理，结果你看见整个日内瓦转向基督。
It is through the preaching of the truth by Calvin, the city of Geneva was won.
但是当他在那里工作的时候。
But when he worked,
圣灵同肉体同样的工作。
The flesh was at work also.
当他讲到摧毁偶像的时候。
And when he talked about destroying the idols.
当他讲到我们要从巴比伦出来的时候。
When he talked about coming out from Babylon.
你看那些本来就是不满意那个原来大环境的人。
You find that those who were dissatisfied with the prevalent condition.
本来和神父和修士和修女有过节的人。
And those who have arguments with the priests and the
nuns. 就在那个时候。你看见这个群众的力量就把这些人就统统赶走了。
And you find that it's by the power of the mob they were cast away.
一面他们把偶像摧毁了。
And so on the one hand they laid aside all their idols.
一面他们也把这些修士和神父们也赶走了，用武力赶走的。
And so and on the other hand they also by force pushed away all the priests.
而且很多时候是用暴力来赶走的。
And they used force, violence.
大家想想看。
Think about this.
那个时候，加尔文在日内瓦讲到最重要的地方。
And when Calvin was preaching the most important things in Geneva,
most important place.
Most important place.
那个地方就是圣彼得堂。
That is the St. Peter's Cathedral.
那么我们知道，在每个大城市常常都有 St. Peter's Cathedral， 都是圣彼得大教堂。
And we know in many of the prominent cities you have the St. Peter's Cathedral.
那大家都知道，无论罗马教怎么到什么地方，圣彼得堂都是最大的。
And wherever Roman Catholicism go, the St. Peter's Cathedral is the grandest.
这个所有权当然是在这些人的手里面。
And so the ownership belonged to them.
所以很明白的，很清楚，很清楚的。
And so it was clear.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？但是等到这些话传，等到这些真理传扬出去的时候
，However, when the truth was preached,
你看见那些人，他们不光把偶像都打碎了。
And so not only they crushed the idols.
不错，这个他们是错了，不错。
And it is true.
但你就公义来讲，那个所有权是在他们的手里的。
But the ownership of these things were in their hands.
你可以把你家里的偶像打碎，你不要打碎别人家里的偶像。
Because you can destroy the idols in your house, but you cannot do that in someone else's house.
所以到时候你看见这些都不管了。
But at that time, they were all disregarded.
然后最后就把修士修女统统赶走了。
And so in the end, they chased away all the fathers and the nuns.
结果这些人，这个结果，这个大的 St. Peter Cathedral 就落在这些人的，就落在这些人的手里面。
And so now the St. Peter's Cathedral fall into the hands of
the governor. 他们终于把这个城从这些别人的手里就拿回到他们的手里面了。
And so they took by force the city.
那弟兄不是这个是 cathedral，
the cathedral。
所以你看，从此以后，那个可以说是这个可以说加尔文最重要的传递信息的地方。
And that become the most important place for Calvin to preach。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你要跟随主的话
Now, if you are to follow the Lord,
你的目标是基督,
your goal is Christ.
你的手段手续必须是基督才可以。
The means to the goal ought to be Christ.
基督徒不能说不择手段，不能说达到目的不择手段。
The Christian should never say the end justifies the means.
神一定要问说你怎么达到那个目的。
Because God will judge how you achieve the end.
你记不记得乌撒的手的故事？
And you remember the story of Uzzah.
你记不记得那个时候大卫要接约柜到耶路撒冷去。
And you remember David wanted to bring the ark to Jerusalem.
结果等到约柜要倒的时候，乌撒用手去扶他。
But when the ark was about to tip over, Uzzah stretched out his hand.
结果就被击杀了。
And he was stricken to
death. 你知道那件事的功课是什么吗？
You know what is the lesson from that?
因为大卫那个时候就用当时很摩登的方法。
Because David used a modern method.
因为腓力斯人他们抬他们的这个神明的时候都是用车子来抬的。
Because the Philistines, they used carts their idols.
那么现在呢，所以大卫就从这些腓力斯人学了最新的方法。
And so David learned what is the latest and greatest method.
所以呢，就用车子把约柜就运到城里去。
And so he used the cart.And to bring the ark to
等到这个约柜要倒的时候
，and so when the cart was to tip over,
你一去扶它，结果就被击杀了。
And as soon as you want to stretch out your hand to support it,
所以大卫就纳闷了一段很长的时间。
And so David was puzzled by this for a while.
毕竟他实在不明白为什么这个事会发生。
Because he couldn't understand how this could happen.
后来他清楚。
Later on, he understood.
根据神的旨意。
Because from God's will.
约柜只能用抬的，不能用祭司抬的，不能够用车子通的。
The ark could only be carried by the priest.
所以你把这个约柜要送到耶路撒冷，这个目的是对的。
And so the purpose of bringing the ark to Jerusalem is good.
大卫用的方法太摩登，太现代化了。
But the method he used was too modern.
圣经的说法，圣经的命令是告诉我们，这个见证需要用约柜来，这个约柜需要有人来抬的。
And God's word says that this testimony or this ark has to be carried by the Levitical
priest. 所以我们一定要记得，弟兄姊妹。
And so we have to remember.
不错。许多时候我们这个最后目的终于达到了。
And so many times we do achieve our goal.
你想想日内瓦完全改变了。
You look at the city of Geneva, how it was converted.
但是神所问的不是方法，不是目的达到没有。
But God now is asking, how did you achieve?
神要问你用什么方法来达到这个目的。
And God is not asking whether the goal is achieved or not.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没？因着这个缘故，不光在日内瓦是这样。
And you find not only this happened in Geneva,
在苏格兰也是这样。
The same thing happened in Scotland.
你看见没有？所有原来的大教堂
，all the great cathedrals，
一个一个都光复了。后来你看见就完全不一样了。
One by one they were taken over. They were different.
但是我们不要忘记。你如果回到圣经的话
If you go back to the Bible,
你看见说目标是对的
you find out that the end goal was correct,
但是方法不是圣经的方法
but the means are not biblical.
所以我在这里给弟兄姊妹看见
And so I want to show you that
圣灵做工的时候
that when the Holy Spirit is working,
也跟着在那里做工
the flesh follows suit.
所以现在我们要问
So we need to ask this question.
既然我们读以斯拉记
And now reading the book of Ezra.
是圣灵激动这些人的心。
The Holy Spirit was stirring up the heart.
我们要问说，有没有一个很单纯圣灵的工作？
Is there a pure work of the Holy Spirit?
你看见那个的的确确是个非常美丽的工作，然后这些人的确把我们，的确把神的儿女带回到这个耶路撒冷。
And you do see the beauty of it, how these people return to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们仔细去看教会历史的时候
，Now when we look carefully at church history,
你会发现很有趣的一件事。
There's something very interesting.
因为我们讲到官方的历史，讲到 official history 的，都是从马丁路德开始讲起的。
And whenever we read the official history, it always begins with Martin Luther.
因为这个历史非常有名。
Because it's famous.
这个历史影响了世界。
And it affected the whole Western world.
影响了整个政治的版图。
And it affected the political realm at that time.
你看见那个的的确确很多的，像德国也独立起来，英国也独立起来，各国都独立起来。
And you find that Germany was independent, England became independent.
所以这一段的故事，我们很自然是从马丁路德讲起。
And so naturally, we will begin the story with Martin Luther.
但是问题在这里。
But problem here.
从马丁路德开始。
From the time of Martin Luther,
一面你看你最后的工作并不完成
you find that the work is not complete.
但另一方面，我们看见里面的确有肉体的掺杂
and you also find that there is the mingling of the flesh.
那现在我们要问
so now we want to ask,
在教会历史里面
in church history,
圣灵有没有一个工作完全是他的
is there a work of the Holy Spirit that is pure?
而且我们可以因着圣灵在他们身上的工作
and that.Seeing the work of the Holy Spirit among them,
我们可以很诚实地说，无论是马丁路德，无论是加尔文，他们多多少少得了这些的帮助。
And we honestly can say that Martin Luther, Calvin, and others were helped by them.
那如果我们仔细追踪教会的历史的话
，And so if we search carefully in church history,
弟兄姊妹，你就有一个很有趣的发现。
And you have this interesting discovery.
这一段的故事不是在官方历史里面你能容易读出来的。
And you, it's very hard to find this in the official history of the church.
因为你知道，如果是罗马教会写官方历史的话
，Because if the church history is written by the Roman Church,
你知道有一些跟随圣灵的人
，You see some people who follow the leading.
有的变成寻道者
，And many of them are martyrs.
那么有的人在这些人眼光中根本是异端。
And so they were heretics in their eyes.
那么如果这些这个罗马教的官方历史里面，你看见这些人永远是异端，永远是叛徒。
And so according to the Roman Church, they were heretics in their official.
所以他们的资料通通烧掉，通通从军了。
And all their writings are burned.
所以今天到我们手里好像找不到他们的东西。
And so it seems very difficult for us to get any information.
我们就以为这些人不存在。
And we thought that they never existed.
其实现在我们从很多方面我们能找出来。
But today we begin to find a lot of information.
圣灵在十二世纪已经开始他恢复的工作。
That the Holy Spirit has begun the work of recovery back in the 12th century.
那是非常稀奇的事。
It's very amazing.
那我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
如果这些人被认为是异端的话。
Because if they were considered heretics,
你要看他们怎么说这些异端。
And you want to see how they describe them.
他们怎么判断他们
？How would they judge them?
然后我们能从一些的史料里面
，And then from some historical material,
能找到他们的踪迹。
And you can find their signature.
结果你会发现圣灵实在做了奇妙的工作。
And what in the end you discover that the Holy Spirit did do a wonderful work.
简单的来说。
Simply put,
大概在十二世纪，圣灵已经开始马丁路德这些人他们所做的工作。
The Holy Spirit has begun the work carried out later by Martin Luther.
而且圣灵做的时候，不是用一个人，不是用两个人。
And that when the Holy Spirit was doing this work, it was not
圣灵乃是得着一个团体。
The Holy Spirit has gained a group of people.
圣灵能在这些人身上工作。
And that the Holy Spirit had freedom to work among them.
换一句话说，他们如果回到耶路撒冷的话
，In other words, if they return to Jerusalem,
他们不仅有异象
，They not only had a vision,
他们有生活
，They also had the life.
我们说过马丁路德有异象。
We said Martin Luther had vision.
他知道教会是基督的身体。
He understood that the church is the body of Christ.
擘饼的时候只应该包括那些蒙恩得救的。
And the Lord's table would only be for the believers.
但他办不到。
But he couldn't do it.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他的意向和他生活是脱节的。
And so his life and his belief are separate.
所以如果教会里面真的有的人是回到耶路撒冷。
And so if there are people who truly return to Jerusalem,
他们不光有意向
they not only had to have vision,
他们也应该有实行
they ought to have practice.
那么现在我们就来看这些到底在教会历史里面我们怎么找到他们
And so how do we find these people?
所以很感谢主
We thank the Lord.
我们要从各方面的资料你把他们收集在一起的
Because when you put all the information and materials together,
现在我们才明白过
Now we understand.
就是这些的敌人
And these were considered enemies.
就是这些人认为是异端的这些人
These were considered to be heretics.
你从他们的口里
From their mouth.
你看怎么来形容这些人
And you see how they were described.
那么弟兄姊妹，你大概就知道大概历史上有什么事情发生了。
And you would understand what happened back then.
所以现在就着我们所能找到的资料。
And based on the information we have,
我们很清楚，大概是在十二世纪的时候。
We are clear that it was about the 12th century.
我们发现原来在这个阿尔卑斯山的附近。
We find that in the vicinity of the Alps.
你知道教皇的皇罗马皇帝也好，教皇也好，他们的宝座在罗马。
You know the throne of the Pope or the Roman Emperor is in Rome.
如果从罗马再往北走，你就会到了这个米兰。
And if you go north from Rome, you will reach Milan.
你不要走那么远。
But don't go too far away.
你如果还没有到米兰，现在有一个很大的城叫 Turin。
Before you get to Milan, there's a city called Turin.
那么大家坐飞机很容易就飞到 Turin, 因为这个很大的城。
And you can get there by plane.
你到了 Turin 那个地方，你事实上已经到了阿尔卑斯山附近。
And arriving in Turin, you are in the vicinity of the Alps.
在那个附近是阿尔卑斯山的山。
And that is the valley of the Alps.
那么根据教会历史。
Now based on church history.
最少从十二世纪开始。
And beginning from 12th century.
为什么我们这么说呢？
And why would we say that?
因为那个时候有一个异端的裁判所。
Because at that time there was a judge, inquisitor.
他们专门研究各种不同的异端。
You see, they study all the different heresies.
他们觉得那个时候他们最难对付的异端是这个异端。
They felt that this group was most difficult to deal with.
他们写下一些东西来。
And so they recorded their findings.
他们说他们曾经找过七十个异端。
And they said that they have found 70 heresies.
但是他们发现这个异端是最难办的一个异端。
But they found that this group was most difficult.
有三个原因。
There are three reasons.
这个三个原因是什么？第一个，它是很古老、很古老的异端。
First one was that they were very ancient.
因为根据他们自己父传子、子传孙，他们说他们最早可以一直追溯到使徒的时代。
And because these were carried over from generation to generation, so they can trace them all the way back to the apostles.
这是第一点。
So that's point number one. Point number two.
他们就这些人呐、啊，分布的非常非常的广。
And these people were spread very far abroad.
在十二世纪。
And in the 12th century.
后来再过了好几个世纪。
And then a few hundred years afterwards.
他们可以说散布了整个的欧洲。
And they were scattered all over Europe.
我特别找了一份，我找了一份这个官方这个他们历史的书。
And I found this official history book.
那么这些罗马教会的官方历史书，当然他们要讲到他们那个时候有哪些异端。
And so this history book from the Roman Church tell us where these heresies were.
那么他们称这些人叫 Waldensians.
And they called this group of people the Waldensians.
我们中文翻作瓦勒杜派。
And the Chinese translated as that.
那我想我把它简我想我们把它简化了，我们就称为他们是谷中的弟兄。
Now let's just simplify by calling them the brethren.
因为这些啊，他们就最早是散布在阿尔卑斯山山谷。
Because they were scattered in the valleys of
Emmanuel. 但是后来他们却一直推广，一直到了整个的欧洲。
However, they spread and reached the entire Europe.
我看过他们的一张的地图。
And I saw this map.
凡是有这个 Waldensian 弟兄他们分布的地方，都有一个红点在那里。
And there's a red dot whenever they found Waldensian.
我本来要给弟兄们看的。
And I wanted to show you.
你会发现在中古世纪，你会发现他们几乎遍满了每一个地方，每一个角落。
And you find that during medieval times, they were scattered all over the place.
那就是因为他们无孔不入，到处都是。
And because they were able to infiltrate every place they go.
所以他们就是最难办、最难办的。
And so these were the most difficult to deal with.
还有就是你找不到他们头头。
And that it's hard to find their leaders.
如果你能找到个头头，问题就解决了。
Because if you can find their leaders, then you can deal with them.
你看不出他们有很明显的领袖。
But there is no clear leadership.
但是很明显，他们却散布在很多的地方。
But yet they were scattered all over the place.
那第三点。
The third point.
他们的见证叫他们自己没有话说。叫这些人没有话说。
That their testimony was undeniably true.
那个时候在附近的法国也有一般的基督徒。
And at that time there were another group of Christians near France.
他们认为他们也是，他们是异端。
And they were also considered heretics.
那么不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
他们称呼这些古中的弟兄们，不是他们不说他们是异端。
And when they call the Waldensians, they did not consider them heretics.
因为他们在真理上没有错。
Because there's nothing wrong with their truth.
他们唯一的错就是不听教皇的。
The only fault that they had was they did not obey.
他们在真理上没有错。
In
They
had no error in biblical truth.
但是呢，在法国的那一班呢
？But these groups that are in France,
他们认为他们在真理上有错
，and they felt that there was some error.
所以，请我们记得
，and so
在敌人的眼中，这一班人在真理上没有错。
And so the Waldensians, they had no error in their truth.
严格说来，不能把他们算作异端里面的一个。
Strictly speaking, they should not be considered as a heresy.
第二。
Secondly,
他们生活的见证叫没有人不佩服。
That their testimony is definitely good.
他们无论到什么地方
wherever they go,
他们就活出马太五章六章七章山上的样式。
And they live out the Sermon on the Mount.
这是叫他们非常非常稀奇。
And so they marvel at this.
所以弟兄姊妹。这一班的人，我们称他做古中的弟兄。
And so we call this group of people, brothers of the valley.
但是不要忘记 ，the brethren of the valley.
Brethren of the valley.
那么我们特别要记得。
So we need to remember.
就在12世纪的时候。
That it was in the 12th century.
他们已经看见了马丁路德、加尔文，还有这些人所看见。
They already saw.What Luther and Calvin would see later.
我们找到他们一份的文献。
And we have found some of their writings.
这个文献很有意思。
And it's very interesting.
他们把他们的信仰写成诗。
And they wrote their beliefs into a poem.
480行诗。
And it was a poem with 480 lines.
你就看见这些人是在马丁路德以前400年。
And so 400 years before Martin Luther,
你看见这些人，他们知道他们对主的话是非常清楚的。
And they are already clear with God's word.
大部分的是农夫
，but most of them were peasants.
有的人是裁缝
，and some of them were
有的人是商人
，were seamstresses. The others were merchants.
他们非常简单的一般人
，and they were very simple.
他们有学问的人并不多。
And very few of them were educated.
他们两个两个出去传福音的。
And they would go out in pairs to preach the gospel.
你知道那些很多的修士都是间谍。
And at that time, many monks were the spies.
所以他们为说要避去他们耳目，因为他们不能随便这样做。
And in order to avoid them,
所以他们很多人就到处卖珍珠。
And they would pose as a merchant of pearls.
然后呢，到处去卖珍珠给很多的人。
And they would sell pearls.
所以等到他们东挑西挑把这个买卖要做成以后。
And so when the customers were picking here and there.
然后他们就说，现在我们要介绍你一个最大的珍珠。
And when the deal was about to be sealed, he said, I want to tell you about the good, really great pearl. The greatest pearl.
然后他现在就介绍主耶稣了。
And so they.Preach to them about Christ.
无论他们到什么地方
so wherever they go,
他们一定把福音传遍
they will bring the gospel with them.
稀奇不稀奇
Isn't that amazing?
为什么从山谷后来能发展成那么多的人
How could they spread so much from the valley?
因为他们照着圣经的教训
Because they follow the teaching of the Bible.
他们两个两个出去传福音
They go out by pairs.
那么在这个480行的诗里面
And so in this poem, the 480 line poem
就讲出他们的信仰
And they talk about their beliefs
我大概的把它说一下你就知道他的信仰是什么
And so let me just capture a few points
他们相信主耶稣是童女玛利亚
First of all, they believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary
相信主耶稣属耶稣的血救赎了我们
And they believe that the blood of Christ redeemed them
相信他从死里复活
They believe that Jesus rose from the dead
他们相信因信称义
They believe in justification by faith.
他们相信因信称义的果子乃是成圣。
And they believe the fruit of justification is sanctification.
他们相信受浸不是圣灵乃是见证。
And they believe that baptism is not the Holy Spirit but is a testimony.
他们相信主的桌子乃是爱的标记。
They believe the Lord's table is a symbol of love.
不光如此。
Furthermore,
他们不相信有居间的阶级。
They don't believe in clerical systems.
他们不相信尼格拉一党的教训。
They don't believe in the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
他们拒绝拜偶像。
They refuse the idols.
他们拒绝拜玛利亚。
They refused to worship Mary.
他们拒绝拜所有的遗物，就比方骨头啊这些东西。
They refused to worship any of the the artifacts, the ancient artifacts.
那么
relics.
那么他们拒绝炼狱。
And they refuse the belief of purgatory.
他们相信永远的刑罚。
And they believe in eternal judgment.
他们拒绝向神父告解。
And they refuse the confession to a priest.
他们不认为教皇有特别的权利。
They don't believe that the pope has special authority.
他们认为君士坦丁那个时候是教会堕落的开始。
And they believe that the church began to fall from the time of Constantine.
从君士坦丁以后。
And from the time of Constantine,
教会和社会已经，教会和世界已经结婚了。
The church has intermarried with the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这些道理我们今天能够讲，我们都懂，是不是？
And these things, we understand them today.
我们是在二十世纪，二十一世纪。
But we live in the 21st century.
是二十世纪。
But it was back in the 12th century.
还没有马丁路德。
Before Martin Luther.
还没有加尔文。
Before Calvin was born.
还没有这些人。
Before these reformers,
你看见神已经对他们说话了。
You find that God was speaking to this group of people.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
那么然后根据他们异端裁判所有一个报告。
Now based on the report of the inquisitors.
那么怎么提到他们呢？
Now how were they mentioned?
他说从他们的衣着和谈吐就可以认出他们。
And you can tell them out by their clothing and by their words.
他们的举止非常稳重，非常端庄。
Their manner is very serious.
他们的衣着不华丽
and they, their clothing were never extravagant.
他们的质量非常刚刚好，不贵也不高贵也不贫贱。
The material is neither cheap nor expensive.
他们不做大生意
and they don't do big business.
因为他们怕撒谎
because they're afraid to lie.
怕宣誓
and they're afraid to
或者欺骗别人
to swear or to cheat.
他们都是亲手做工。
And they work with their own hands.
他们的领袖有的是鞋匠，有的是纺织工。
And some of their leaders, they could be shoesmiths,
纺织工。
And in textile work.
那么都非常满足于自己的生活。
And they were all very content.
他们非常的纯洁。
And they're very simple. They are very pure.
非常的温和。
They are very gentle.
他们不去酒店。
They don't go to taverns.
他们也不跳舞。
And they don't go to dances.
他们对这些没有兴趣。
They were not interested in those things.
他们努力的工作。
And they work hard.
又很努力的读书，也去教导别人。
And they study hard and they teach hard.
他们讲话都很准确。
And their words are very accurate.
他们不说戏言。
And they don't jest.
他们绝不说别人的坏话。
And they do not gossip.
他们也不讽刺别人，也不说闲话。
And they do not criticize.
这是他们的敌人所为他们做的见证。
So these were testimony bore by their enemies.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
You know why?
因为这一班弟兄他们不知道别的，他们知道山上的教训。
Because they don't know anything else except the teaching on this mount. And the sermon on the mount.
他们要活出那个教训的样子。
They want to live out those teachings.
那么更重要的是。
And more important.
他们不光读圣经。
They not only study the Bible.
每一个人都读圣经。
Every one of them read the Bible.
他们不光读圣经
and not only do they read the Bible,
还背圣经
they also memorize scripture.
有的人是把整本的新约都背过来
Some of them have memorized the entire New Testament.
你看见没有人像他们圣经那么熟的
and few can compare their knowledge with these people.
因着这个缘故
because of this,
整个罗马的教会就震撼起来了
and the entire Roman church was shaken.
所以他们就颁布了一个命令
And so an order was given.
这个命令是受他们刺激的结果。
Because they were stirred up by this.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹，在这个罗马教会所颁布那许多的命令里面。
And so among all the orders given by the
Roman Church. 有一个命令是受不了这些人。
And one order could not stand the
existence of the people. And
so wherever they go, these are truly scholars of the word.
因着他们的缘故
And because of them,
罗马就下了一道命令
And so the Roman church gave an order.
你看这道命令是什么？
You know what is that?
这道的命令就是平信徒不可以读圣经。
The order is lay believer can never read the Bible.
我们知道这个有这个命令，但是我们很少知道是因着他们的缘故。
And we know there was such an order, but we didn't know it was because of them.
你想想看，有一般的弟兄姊妹。
Can you imagine a group of brothers and sisters?
他们是很简单的人。
Very live a simple life.
他们的圣经熟到一个地步。
And they are so well versed with the scripture.
你看见在罗马的宝座就震撼了罗马的宝座。
You'll find that the throne of Rome is shaken.
他们觉得现在一定要立定一个法律，叫这些人不能再继续下去。
And they were provoked to give an order to end their existence.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些人不光是有好的见证。
And so not only do they have good Christian testimony.
他们为什么信仰那么准确？
Now why was that their truth was so accurate?
因为他们认识神的话。
Because they know God's word.
每一个人都读圣经的。
Every one of them read God's word.
每一个人都是背圣经的。
Every one of them memorized scripture.
他们在哪里做饼聚会呢？
And when, where do they break bread?
他们在一个裁缝店里面几个，他们就在一起做饼了。
And they were break bread in the shop of a
textile worker. 散布在山谷里面。
And they would spread in the valley.
他们的聚会地方是非常简单的。
And the meeting place is very simple.
我们前几个月我们到了那一带。
And a while ago, we went to visit these places.
我们特别到他们受逼迫的时候。
And we look at the time when they were persecuted.
他们就躲到山上去。
How they escaped persecution.
结果我们就看到一个磐石，裂开的磐石。
And we see this rock that was cut.
那就是他们聚会的地方。
And that was the place where they met.
请我们记得。
Remember,
在平常的时候，他们没有一个很大的礼拜堂，没有。
Normally, they don't have a big place.
根本没有的。
They don't have
现在我们根据考古还留下一些的房子。
And archaeologists do find some dwelling places.
那些房子是最简单的房子。
They're very simple places.
和普通的房子没有两样。
And they are no different than ordinary quarters.
他们，你看见，如果你到罗马去，那是很大的教堂。
Because if you go to Rome, you see this huge cathedral.
如果你到这个山里面去的话。
But if you go to the valley,
他们的房子只要能够遮风，能够遮雨就很好了。
And as long as their house can protect them from wind and storm,
在那读圣经，在那里包饼纪念主。
And they can study the Bible and remember the Lord.
在他们的工作的地方能够包饼。
And they can break bread at the
workplace. 他们能够包饼。
They can break bread, you know.
在哪里都可以读圣经。
In the countryside, wherever they go, they can read the Bible.
他们的聚会的地方是最简单最简单的。
And the meeting place are very simple.
我本来要给大家看那些照片的。
I was going to show you pictures.
他们那个会所，他们聚会的前面有很多的猪，很多的羊。
And the meeting place, they have pigs and sheep.
非常简单的人。
Very simple life.
弟兄姊妹，你不要忘记。很稀奇，一直到今天，你还能看见那个时候留下来的建筑。
And today you can still see some of the remains from that time.
那个是非常非常动人的。
And it's very touching.
所以我们要知道，那些人当初就是分布在山谷里面。
And so we see they were spread out in the valley.
所以到了1315年的时候。
And so when we come to 1315,
你看见呢，在这个捷克斯拉夫那一带。
And you find in the neighborhood of Czechoslovakia,
大概已经发展到八千人。
And there were about 8,000 such believers.
没有多久以后。
And soon afterwards,
整个的欧洲大概有80万人。
And there were about 800,000 in Europe.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
80万人根据那个时候人口的比例。
And based on the population of that time,
大概相当于今天的2000万人。
It's about 2 billion people today.
你发现中欧的一代人数最多。
And because at that time, many people lived in Europe.
假定你到过德国。
And if you've been to Germany,
你如果从 Cologne 开始，就是德国最西边的 Cologne 那个城。
And if you begin with the city of Cologne,
你说我现在到米兰去。
And if you want to go to Milan,
米兰在意大利是不是？
And Milan is Italy.
那么现在那里的弟兄多到有什么地步呢？
And there are so many believers.
你不需要住在旅馆。
And you never have to go to an inn.
你每天都可以住在一个弟兄的家里。
Every day you can live in a believer's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你没有想到就在那个时候。
You would not expect to find at that time.
你看见圣灵能做奇妙的工作。
That the Holy Spirit could do such a wonderful work.
你看见这些人，他们的的确确是回到耶路撒冷。
You find that these group of us, they truly returned to Jerusalem.
他们彼此是弟兄。
They were brothers to each other.
你看见他们没有犹太化，也没有世界化。
You do not find the world nor Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着他们的见证。
And because of their testimony.
因着他们的生活。
Because of their life.
所以你看见吗？这个异端裁判所拿他们没有办法。
The inquisitors, they couldn't deal with them.
而且不光如此。
Furthermore,
那么你看见罗马为着他们的缘故要颁布一个法律，叫他不可以读圣经。
And Rome gave an order because of them. to take the Bible away from believers. Now, is our testimony like theirs? And so how the Holy Spirit stirred up the hearts of these believers?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
let us remember.
你知道后来有一个很有名的大学教授，就是在布拉格的大学教授。
And there was a very famous college professor in Prague.
我们知道捷克斯拉夫的首都是布拉格。
And we know Prague is the capital of Czechoslovakia.
捷克斯拉夫早期那个布拉格那一带叫做波西尼亚。
And in the early days, Prague was the region around Prague was called Bohemia.
波西尼亚再往南走就是摩尔维亚。
And going south from Bohemia, you find Moravia.
那大家不要忘记，这个捷克可以说是欧洲最中央的部分。
And Czechoslovakia located in the central area of Europe.
而布拉格可以说是欧洲最美丽的一座城。
And Prague is probably the most beautiful city.
如果大家去过布拉格，你就知道为什么它是最美丽。
And if you've been there, you know why it is most beautiful.
那么请记得
，Remember，
我们说过，1315年的时候已经发展到8000人。
We mentioned that in 1315 there were about 8,000.
就在波西亚，托比波西米亚那一带。
And in the region of Bohemia.
然后在马丁路德被主兴起来前100年。
And 100 years before Martin Luther was raised up by the Lord.
你看见说这些人的影响，这些人的影响。
The influence of these people.
你看影响到那个时候布拉格大学有一个校长。
And they influenced to a point where the headmaster of the college in Prague.
他的名字叫 Huss， 叫约翰胡斯。
And his name was John Huss.
那么他是个了不起的学者。
Now he was a prominent scholar.
如果今天大家去布拉格的话
，And if you go to Prague today，
你还可以知道当时他住的地方，当时他讲课的地方。
And you can go to the place where he gave lectures.
他根本就是。他可以说就是罗马教的祭司神父
，and he was a priest in the Roman Catholic Church.
我们知道最后他为主殉道，被送上火场，在送火刑的时候
，and you know later, he was martyred by burning at the stake.
你知道他的罪状是什么吗
？You know what was his sin?
第一，他的罪状就是中了这些谷中弟兄们的毒。
First, he was poisoned by the Waldensians.
第二，他多多少少受了他们的影响。
And second, he was influenced by their teaching.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你如果读教会历史的话
，If you read church history，
你知道所有的人都知道，有马丁路德就是因为前面还有两个人。
We learned that there is Martin Luther because of two other persons.
而那个两个人都是最有学问的人。
And these two are very educated people.
一个是牛津大学的 Wycliffe。
One is Wycliffe of Oxford.
还有一个就是布拉格大学的校长，就是 John Huss.
The other one is the principal, John Huss of Prague.
但是很稀奇
of the university in Prague.
这个 John Huss 所看见的，就是谷中的弟兄们所看见的。
But what John Huss saw was the same as the brethren of the valley.
实在是叫人觉得非常的惊奇。
And so this is truly amazing.
不光如此。
Furthermore,
你如果读马丁路德的著作的
，If you read the writing of Martin Luther,
你知道说他受一个人的影响非常厉害。
You know he was greatly influenced by one individual.
这个人就是 John Towler,
and this one is John Towler.
他乃是奥秘派其中的一个。
Now he was one of the mystics.
我记得我刚刚到美国的时候
，and I remember when I first came to the United States.
我有机会见到江守道弟兄
，and I had the chance to meet with Brother Stephen.
因为我们在远东啊，我们都很喜欢盖恩夫人。
And many from the Far East liked Madam Gaia.
我们觉得盖恩夫人恐怕除了保罗圣保罗之外，恐怕是最属灵的。
Because we felt that she was most spiritual besides the Apostle Paul.
所以我们年轻时很多姊妹都希望学像盖恩夫人。
And so many young sisters want to imitate Madam Gaia.
他们忘记了盖恩夫人长天花的。
But they forget that Madame Guyon had measles.
但是不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹，在我们的感觉里面，那盖恩夫人是最了不起。
But nevertheless, in our mind, Madame Guyon was great.
所以江弟兄怎么说呢
？So what did Brother Kong say?
盖恩夫人是能帮助我们的。
And he said, yes, Madame Guyon can help us.
他说盖恩夫人在奥秘派里面是最小的一个。
But among the mystics, she was the least.
那我就问他，那最大的一个是谁？
Then I asked him who's the greatest.
那是第一次我才知道有一个名字叫做 John Toller.
That was the first time I heard the name John Toller.
然后他就把那几本书借给我看。
And so he lent me a few of his books.
他说他很有意思，想把它翻成英文。
And so he
就翻成中文。
He really hoped that these would be translated in Chinese.
那我回去读了以后啊。
So after I read them,
你知道后来我回到江牛面前，我告诉他我的感想。
And you know, I went back to Brother Stephen Kong to tell him some of my feedback.
我说很奇怪，当我读 Toller 东西的时候。
And he said, you know, strangely, when I read the writing of John Toller,
我很像读弥陀僧的一个东西。
And it really feels like I'm reading writing of Brother Watson.
你读弥陀东西有个特点，你觉得很有高远。
Because when you read Brother Nee's writing, you find this anointing.
他说对，这就是因为他是最大的奥秘派。
And he said, that's right, that's why he's the greatest among the mystics.
所以弟兄姊妹，我现在才晓得说，原来奥秘派里还有最大的。
And so now I know there's the greatest guy in earth, the mystics.
谁受了他影响最深？
And who was greatly influenced by him?
那是马丁路德。
That was Martin Luther.
所以马丁路德就是 John Toller 影响很深很深。
And so Martin Luther received a great deal of influence from John Toller.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经里面，你看历史上一些奥秘派对我们的帮助是很大很大。
And so, historically speaking, we are very much helped by the mystics.
那非常有意思。
Very interesting.
你叫 John Toller 怎么得救的？
You know how John Toller was converted?
为什么在这么多奥秘派里？
Why is it among so many of the mystics?
其他的奥秘派啊。
And most of the rest of them.
包括盖恩峰的。
Including Madame Guyon.
你叫现在我们读的盖恩峰东西是被过滤过的。
You know, what we read today has been filtered.
如果你去读盖恩峰原来的东西的话。
If you read some of the original manuscripts of Madame
Guyon. 那很多玛丽亚，很多这些东西。
You find lots of Mary and all that kind of
stuff. 但是很稀奇，你如果读 John Toller 的东西。
But strangely, if you read the work of John Toller,
你觉得他非常 evangelical, 非常福音化的。
You find that his writing is very evangelical.
你真的觉得好像就是，自从马丁路德以后我们所看见的一样。
And it's as if it's a writing from the reformers.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他不可能从马丁路德得到帮助。
But he could not receive help from Martin Luther.
稀奇的很。
Very
interesting. 是谁帮助他得救的？
Who helped to bring him to Christ?
是谷中的弟兄。所以弟兄姊妹，现在你能看见圣灵在那个时候做的工作是何等的广和的。
Now you see the scope of the work of the Holy Spirit.
无论是 John Huss 也好，或者 Martin Luther 也好
，Whether we're talking about John Huss or Martin Luther，
或者 John Toller 也好
，or John Toller，
这些对我们属灵都是最有帮助的人。
And these people help us spiritually.
但如果我们饮水思源要追到最后的话，你看追到这个上游。乃是这一般孤中的弟兄。
But if you want to go against the flow to reach the source, you will find them among the brethren of the valley.
到了1540年到1570年的时候。
And from 1540 to 1570.
你知道罗马的宝座再也受不住。
You know the throne in Rome could stand it no more.
他们觉得最后解决这些人的办法。
And they find that the way to deal with them.
乃是彻底的铲除他。
Once and for all is to.Eradicate them completely.
他们已经学会了一个办法。
They had a way.
他们当初对付异教徒就是用十字军的。
And the way to deal with the pagans was the crusaders.
大家不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个十字军是对付异教徒。
The crusaders were there to deal with the non-believers.
他们为了要解放耶路撒冷。
Because they want to free Jerusalem.
那个还有一点点道理在。
And maybe they have some reasons.
但是现在。
But now,
绝对用十字军
now they want to send the crusaders
来对付这般古中的弟兄们
and to eradicate these brethren of the valley.
他们五次征服他们，要征服他们。
They went out to conquer five times.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们就到山谷里面去。
And so they went into the valley.
那是冬天的时候。
And it was during winter.
所以他们要选择到底他们爬到满了雪的山上去呢，还是留在那里为主寻道。
And so their choice was whether they should stay there or go up in the snowy mountains.
那这些爱主的弟兄们。
But these brothers who loved the Lord,
跑到山上去,
they went up the mountain.
爬到最高的地方,
they went up to the highest place.
我们现在可以坐车子进到最高的地方,
and today we can ride up there.
如果今天你有机会再到那个山谷去的话,
and today you will get a chance to go there again.
你能够想象到十字军怎么样追赶他们, 然后他们就爬到最高的山上。
Can you imagine how they were chased by the crusaders?
很多人他们就殉道在雪堆里。
And many of them died in the snow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。Brother, 我读了一本书
You know, I read the book
The War with the Saints
The War
圣徒征战
with the Saints
就是讲这一段的故事
It talk about this history
你如果读这段的你如果读这些东西的话
If you read this account
你就能看见说在那个三十年中间你看见这你看见他们怎么样到处被追赶
You find how they were chased during those three
days 因为撒旦知道
You see, Satan understands.
这些人的工作乃是圣灵特别的工作。
The work among them was from the Holy Spirit.
这里没有肉体的参加。
There is no mixture of the flesh.
这里没有枪和炮。
There is no guns and
他们根本手无寸铁的。
And they had no weapons in their hands.
他们像第一世纪的圣徒们一样。
They were just like the saints in the first century.
他们为仇敌祷告。
And they pray for the enemy.
他们被打不还手，被骂不还口。
And they were hit, and they were not hit back.
他们常常为敌人祝福的。
And they would bless the enemies.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers,
头三个世纪是罗马帝国对付这些圣徒。
During the first three centuries, it was the Roman Empire who persecuted them.
现在是罗马教会来对付他们。
But now it is the Roman Catholic Church.
弟兄姊妹，三十年之内
，in three decades,
你知道他们铲除了90万的圣徒。
You know, 90,000 of them were killed.
当然包括他们，也包括别的。
And of course, this includes some of the other groups.
我再说，按照今天人口的比例来算，是相当于人口的2000万。
And if we use the same ratio for the population of today, they account for 2 billion people.
头三个世纪。
Think about this, the first three centuries,
有500万的基督徒为主殉道。
5 billion were martyred for the Lord.
那是相当于今天人口的1亿人口。
And that is about 1 billion of today's population.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
那是300年以后才是500万的基督徒。
And it was after 300 years where you will have 5 million.
这是30年以后，30年之内。
But within 30 years,
你看见是90万的圣徒被殉。
You find that 900,000 of them were killed.
这就应验了启示录17章的话。
And this fulfilled the word of Revelation 17.
他们喝醉了圣徒的血。
The harlot was drunk with the blood of the saints.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这些人乃是因着主的恩典
because of the grace of the Lord,
主把他们带回到耶路撒冷。
The Lord brought them back to Jerusalem.
他们像种子一样种在地上。
They were like seeds planted in the ground.
这些人的血就变成教会的种。
Their blood become the seed of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我去了很多美丽的地方。
I went to many beautiful places.
等到我们这一次和少数弟兄们去访问这些地方的时候
，And one time, a few of us went to visit them.
我有个很深的感觉。
And I have this deep conviction.
恐怕全世界很少有一个山谷像这个山谷那么美丽。
And there is hardly a valley as beautiful as that valley.
因为那个山谷乃是用圣徒的血浇灌出来。
Because that valley was irrigated by the blood of the saints.
今天你还能看见在磐石里面的教会。
And you can still see the church meeting in the rocks.
你还能看在很高很高的地方。
And you can still see in these elevated places.
你能想象到在三十年之内。
And can you imagine within 30 years?
他们为着回到耶路撒冷。
Because they want to return to Jerusalem.
为着圣自己的见证。
Because of the testimony of God.
他们的见证叫仇敌没有话说。
And their testimony closed the mouths of the enemy.
但是最后你看见吗？等到整个的罗马宝座觉得受威胁的时候。
But in the end, when the throne in Rome can stand no longer.
就用人类最羞耻、最残酷、最强暴的方法。
And they use the most violent, most despicable way.
弟兄姊妹，经过了三十年
，After 30 years，
是不是这些人都不见了
？Is it true that these people were entirely annihilated？
是不是见证就没有了
？Is the testimony lost？
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
他们所留下来的见证
，The testimony that they left behind.
他们所留下来的影响。
the influence that they left behind.
一点不在马丁路德，不在加尔文之下。
And they were not, less than those of Martin Luther and Calvin.
他们是最简单的基督徒。
And they were Christians, pure Christians,
simple
Christians. Simple Christians.
弟兄姊妹，当然今天主为着我们的缘故。
And for our sake,
主要兴起 Wycliffe.
The Lord will raise up Wycliffe.
主要兴起马丁路德。
The Lord will raise up Martin Luther, Calvin.
这些人像保罗一样。
And these are like the Apostle Paul.
像摩西一样。
These are like Moses.
他们能把启示很真实地告诉我，很准确地告诉我。
They can accurately bring us the revelation.
这些的恩赐比那个会众的每一个都大。
And these are very gifted people.
我们知道，在主的恢复里面，需要股东弟兄姊妹，也需要这些弟兄。
And we see that in God's work, we need both these people.
为着你我明白真理的缘故。
In order to help us understand truth.
我们需要马丁路德。
We need Martin Luther.
我们需要威克利。
We need Wycliffe.
我们需要加尔文。
We need Calvin.
感谢主。
We thank God.
他们把主的话放在一起。
They bring God's word together.
他们把启示传递给我们。
Hand to us the revelation.
我们欠他们太多，
and we owe them much.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget.
就是这些人的工作里面，
and within the work of these,
有肉体的，有属灵。
There is spiritual and there are things of flesh.
圣灵工作的时候，肉体也在那个工作。
When the Holy Spirit was working, the flesh was also doing.
如果你看见圣灵怎么在骨中弟兄身上做，
but when you see how the Holy Spirit worked among the brethren of the valley.
他们不仅有启示。
Not only had they revelation,
他们不能有系统地把启示告诉我们。
Even though they could not systematically tell us their revelation,
但是他们活出那个生活来。
But they lived out that reality.
所以在十二世纪到16世纪，
and hence from 12th century to the 16th century,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们已经活出教会的生活。
They have lived out the reality of the body.
他们的确是回到耶路撒冷。
They have truly returned to Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。这是叫我们羞愧，
and they truly put us
叫复杂的人羞愧，
and it makes the wise
叫那些有学问的人羞愧，
and make the educated ashamed.
你看你圣灵的工作是非常奇妙的工作，
and you see the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
We thank God.
虽然仇敌试着要把他们毁灭，
even though the enemy wants to annihilate them,
因着他们为主寻道，他们所有的作品都被烧掉了。
And because of the martyrdom, their writings were all burned up.
但是感谢主，
but we thank
God. 你看见圣灵的工作是继续下去。
You find that the Holy Spirit continues.
但一定要开花，要结果。
And soon you will see a budding and blossom.
Anabaptist 怎么明白圣经真理？
How did the Anabaptists understand Bible
truth? 当初慈惠利在瑞士的时候，
when Zwingli was in Switzerland,
他们接触的人是哪一般的人？
And who were they in contact with?
弟兄姊妹，他所接触的那一般的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters that he was in contact with,
就是谷中的弟兄。
Were the brothers of the valley.
所以弟兄们，谷中弟兄们不光影响崇敬派。
The Valdensians not only affected the Anabaptists,
不光影响马丁路德，
they affected Martin Luther,
不光影响John Taylor,
they influenced John Taylor,
不光影响约翰胡斯，
and they influenced John Huss.
弟兄姊妹，那个影响是人今天不能够数算。
Their influence is incalculable.
你看见这是个最稀奇的工作。
You find that's an amazing work.
在这些人的身上，
among these people,
他们果然回到耶路撒冷。
They have truly returned.
在他们身上，
and in their
lives, 你看不见犹太教。
You will not see Judaism.
在他们身上，
among them,
你看不见世界。
You will not find the world.
因为这个缘故，
and because of
that, 你看那些崇敬派的弟兄，
you look at the Anabaptists,
他们明白过来了。
They understand.
世界远远地丢在背后。
And they left the world far behind.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？这些人他们用他们的鲜血为主做见证。
You see how they witness for the Lord with their blood.
有的人逃难就逃到美国来了。
And some of them escaped persecution and came to America.
他们受逼迫的时候。
When they were persecuted.
你知道宾州有一个人叫 William Penn 那个时候。
You know there's a guy named William Penn in Pennsylvania.
什么叫宾州呢？宾州是 the land of William Penn.
The Pennsylvania is the land of William Penn.
他把整个的地方打开了，就收容那些被逼迫的。
And he opened up the colony to receive these persecuted.
所以大家如果今天到宾州的话。
And so today, if you visit Pennsylvania,
你不要忘记去访问 Lancaster.
And don't forget to visit Lancaster.
这 Lancaster 那一代的人就是 Anabaptist 的人。
And the people that live in the surrounding of Lancaster are the Anabaptists.
今天我们欠他们太多。
We owe them too much.
我们为什么知道世界已经远远丢在背后？
How do we know that the world is cast far behind?
我们为什么今天懂得不要爱世界？
How do we know that we ought not to love the world?
我们欠 Anabaptists.
We owe the Anabaptists.
我们也欠谷中的弟兄们。
We owe the brothers of the valley.
许多今天我们所明白所看见。
Many of the things that we know and understand.
他们不光回到耶路撒冷。
Not only did they return to Jerusalem,
他们是用血来为主做见证。
They witnessed, testified for the Lord with their blood.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道教会怎样受罗马帝国的逼迫。
We saw how the church was persecuted by Roman Empire.
但是我们不知道教会怎样受罗马教会的逼迫。
We did not expect the church would be persecuted by Roman Catholicism.
他们为什么受逼迫？
Why were they persecuted?
因为他们要从巴比伦出来。
Because they want to come out from Babylon.
但是巴比伦不肯放人。
But Babylon was unwilling to let them go.
这个缘故。
Because of this.
你看他们经过了许多的苦难。
You see how much suffering they went through.
他们的血也没有白流。
But was their blood shed in vain?
你看圣灵继续地往前走。
You see the Holy Spirit continue.
从大体来说，从大体来说。
And overall speaking.
你看见马丁路德也好，加尔文也好。
No matter whether it was Martin Luther or Calvin, after 100 years,
你看蜡烛的光几乎要熄灭。
And when the light, the fire of the candle was about to go out,
感谢主。
We thank
现在神要继续的工作。
Now God was to continue.
所以我想我们明天早晨要看神怎么做这个工作。
And tomorrow morning, we want to see what did God do.
神怎么借助哈该，怎么借助撒迦利亚。
How the Lord used Haggai and Zechariah.
他的工作还要往前去。
And how he will continue his work.
然后神是不是就做完了呢？
And is it done then?
没有，再过多少年以后？
Not quite, a number of years later.
神兴起第二代的年轻人。
The Lord raised up another generation of young people.
那就是尼希米跟以斯拉。
And these were Nehemiah and Ezra.
神在他身上有更多的托付。
And God committed much responsibility to them.
这样教会从十八世纪一直到了十九世纪。
And so the church entered from 18th century to 19th century.
但是不仅如此。就在那个时候，我们有以斯帖的故事。
And it was at that time we also have the story of Esther.
以斯帖的故事就让我们看见神继续就把他的教会从十九世纪就推到二十世纪，一直到二十一世纪。
The story of Esther shows how the church moved from 19th century to the 20th century.
我当初雄心很大。
You know, I was very ambitious.
我以为这一次我们可以一直讲到以斯帖记。
And I thought we could get all the way to Esther.
我现在看到现在的进度，我就不敢说了。
And based on our progress so far, I'm afraid to say.
我看见也，我们可能也像圣经所说，只能够到时候就停工了。
And maybe we have to stop in the middle of the work.
我们不知道主以后要怎么做。
And we don't know how the Lord will lead us.
但是我觉得这些话是重要的。
But I thought this is very important.
我们普通都教会历史都忽略这些东西。
Because we often ignore this when we study history.
我们知道马丁路德。
Know are the Martin Luther's and
有人说马丁路德改掉，因为他想结婚。这个，你知道，这个是敌人说的话。
And you know there was an accusation from the enemy that Martin Luther wanted to reform because he wanted to get married.
马丁路德实在学了很好的功课。
And he learned a good lesson.
但是我们要看见说，神的工作一直要往前。
God's work was to move forward.
我们何等的幸福！今天我们到了二十一世纪。
And how blessed we are living in 21st.
我们相信圣灵要继续的工作。
We believe the Holy Spirit will continue to do.
但首先我们看圣灵在历史上怎么做，要把它弄清楚。
And but we have to be clear how the Holy Spirit worked in history.
所以如果主愿意的话。
And so the Lord willing.
我们明天早晨要继续来看。
And tomorrow morning we will continue to look at.
圣灵怎么把我们从16、17带到18世纪。
How the Lord bring us from the 16th century to the 18th century.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个工作的影响一直留到今天。
You know, the influence of those works.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
Last even to
today. 许多时候有的人说我们的历史应该是和弟兄会发生关系。
And many times people say that we are connected with the Brethren movement.
但是我们忘记了。
But we've forgotten.
弟兄会是怎么得到帮助？
How the Brethren movement came about.
你如果追那根线的话。
You see, if you trace it back.
你可以一直追回到谷中的弟兄。
You can trace back to the Waldensians.
这样你就看见圣灵是怎么工作。
Now you understand how the Holy Spirit works.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters, 但愿主恩待我们，把这句话深深印在我们的深处。
And may the Lord impress our hearts with these words.
我们还有一堂。
We have one more session.
但是明天的时间比较短，不像今天和今天这么辛苦。
But tomorrow, it's a shorter session.
虽然如此，我们希望主明天继续能对我们再说多再说一点的话。
And we hope the Lord will continue to speak to us.
那最要紧的，我们在这里要学到一些很宝贵属灵。
And most importantly, we hope to learn some very valuable lessons.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们心中是何等的感动。
Dear Lord, how touched our hearts are.
因为你在教会历史上所做的，我们只有低头敬拜。
Because all we can do is to bow our heads and worship you for what you have done.
你不只得着马丁路德、加尔文这些大的器皿。
Not only have you gained these great vessels such as Martin Luther.
我们看见你也得着一个团体的器皿。
We see that you have obtained a corporate vessel.
他们是简单的一班弟兄们。
These were a simple group of brothers.
因着他们的忠心。
Because of their faithfulness,
福音就传到许多的地方。
The gospel was brought to many places.
因着他们向你的话语的忠心。
And because they were faithful to your word,
在马丁路德以前，他们就看见了马丁路德所看见的。
And even before Martin Luther was born, they saw what he saw.
主啊，我们真是觉得稀奇。
Lord, we marvel.
我们说我们算不得什么。
Lord, who are we?
但是我们愿意今天你把我们从巴比伦带回来。
Lord, we are willing to be brought back to Babylon.
叫我们愿意愿意的简单跟随你。
From Babylon, we want to be people walking in your way.
我们感谢主，因着马丁路德所得的启示。
Lord, because of the revelation of Martin Luther,
教会带到，被带回耶路撒冷。
We thank you that the church has been brought back to Jerusalem.
也因着骨中弟兄们所流的鲜血。
And because of the blood shed by the water.
今天教会也能被带回到耶路撒冷。
The church can be brought back to Jerusalem.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天如果我们看见什么？
If we have seen anything, today,
今天如果我们走在你合乎心的道路上
，If we are in the will, in your will today,
不光是因着这些大器皿的启示
，It was not only because of the revelation of this great vessel,
也因着这些鲜血所种下去
，But because of the blood that was shed by these
brethren, 我们不能不低头敬拜向你
，And Lord, we cannot but thank you and worship.
但愿你得着我们的心
，And Lord, we pray that you will gain our hearts.
我们再次把自己奉献给你。
And Lord, we commit ourselves into your hand again.
但你为着你的见证。
We offer ourselves for your testimony.
为着耶路撒冷。
For Jerusalem.
为着你的再来。
For your second coming.
我们说无论怎样的艰难。
And Lord, no matter how difficult it is.
我们愿意讨你的喜欢。
We're willing to be pleasing to you.
真的把我们带回耶路撒冷。
Lord, bring us back to Jerusalem.
我们说主啊，不要叫我们满意，要让你自己满意。
Lord, let us not be satisfied, but that your heart be satisfied.
主，你知道我们很容易满意。
Lord, you know how we are easily content.
你只要给我们一个好的地方聚会，我们就满意。
And if you give us a good place to meet, we will be content.
但是我们知道你不会满意。
But we know that you are not satisfied.
一直等到你的心完全满意。
Until your will and your purpose is fulfilled.
但愿你对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, speak to every one of us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的
你。In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. 看到。